Okay, yeah, I'm sure we can write on the shade and make sure this number's good and everything.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Anna High School on a beautiful Friday evening. It should be a fine contest in the MAC. The Anna Rockets entertain the St. Henry Redskins. Anna 2-1 on the year, having won two straight. St. Henry 3-0. The Redskins yet to give up defensively a touchdown this season, having whipped three opponents, Covington 22-0, Eaton 62-0, and Delphi St. John's 37-7 last week. Meanwhile, Anna on a roll, some blown assignments, some mistakes on the road at Fenwick in week one, but the Rockets came back and defeated Brookville in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, week two, 48-27. And routed New Bremen 42-7 last week at the Cardinal Stadium. It was an all-around superb effort by Anna in the third week of the campaign. Chuck, this has been a very good rivalry over the past several seasons. Anna won a year ago a cliffhanger at St. Henry, 21-19. St. Henry missed a field goal late. Anna ran the ball better than St. Henry on that night. Nick Marino, fourth-year head coach at Hanna. Brad Luthman, sixth-year head coach at St. Henry. Redskins vow to run the ball better tonight against Hanna than they did a year ago.
Well, they're going to need to run the ball well. I mean, but they're a pretty balanced football team, but they need to run the ball, and Anna needs to run the football well tonight too. It's going to be tough because this is a senior-laden yep. football team, and the Redskins are going to be – it's hard to compare them and Fenwick, but
sure.
I think this is going to be maybe Anna's toughest game so far.
Oh, no question about that. This St. Henry team runs the power eye. We've talked to head coach Tim Goodwin at Marion Local before, and he has noted in the past few seasons, as he's given up much of the power eye, he said, well, St. Henry still uses it, and head coach Tim Goodwin at Marion Local has noted, I might bring it back in a few years, and I will have invented a new offense. Well, St. Henry's hanging on to it,
yep.
and boy, they pound it hard, and when you've got a running back at almost 8 yards per carry, that really tests your defense. Anna's got to get off the field. Occasionally tonight, after forcing St. Henry to punt in three plays.
Well, when the strength of your team is your offensive line, and then you've got a run out of the eye, so you've got a fullback leading through the hole, you got an extra blocker, and you got a running back that runs as hard, that's where you run into. I mean, they're a really good football team, and it's going to be a tough night for Anna. They had trouble in the Fenwick game stopping the run.
Yep.
They've done a much better job the last 2 weeks. This is going to be a real test for them.
Now, you mentioned experience for St. Henry. 10 senior starters, 5 of 6 offensive linemen are 12th graders. Anna starts only 2 seniors, 9 juniors. We'll see what difference experience means tonight. This Anna team has held its own against St. Henry. I mentioned Anna knocked off the Redskins at St. Henry a year ago. In the 3 previous seasons, St. Henry won them all, but boy, they were close. 2 years ago here, double overtime, 24-17 St. Henry. And you can go back 4 years, an 18-16 win by St. Henry over Anna at the Redskins Stadium. So the tussles have been tight. I remember we covered a game a few years ago here, Chuck, between Anna and St. Henry. Rockets shot themselves in the foot, turned it over. St. Henry won 21-13, and I think got 2 defensive scores in that game.
If I remember correctly, yes. And you're right, Anna turned it too much in that game. And if they turn it tonight, it's going to be a long evening for the Rockets.
In 3 games, St. Henry has rushed the football for 11 touchdowns. Anna has rushed the football for 8 touchdowns. St. Henry averaging over 6 yards per carry. Anna better than 5.5 per carry. Both teams pass it a little bit, just enough. Each team just over 100 yards per game throwing. Total offense, pretty even, Stephen. St. Henry 359 per game, Anna 338. I mentioned the offensive back for St. Henry in the eye, Zach Niekamp, nearly 8 yards per rush. Little Bart Bixler for Anna, Chuck, hiding in behind his offensive lineman. He's over 7 yards per carry. Riley Yuleskamp, the scat back, at 5 per rush.
Right. You're going to see a lot of Bixler and Yuleskamp tonight. And if they have good games, Anna's going to stay in the game. Bixler's going to have to complete some passes. He's got some good people to throw the football to.
Yep.
He's going to have to complete some passes tonight because they're not going to be able to live running the ball between the tackles.
You mentioned throwing the football. St. Henry has been a spy on defense with 4 interceptions from 2 players, 2 each from Jake Kanapke and Dalen Froning. They've had a couple picks apiece. Jeffrey Richards has 22 solo tackles for the Inner Rockets in 3 weeks. And Isaac Dodds, the center on offense who goes both ways, has been a standout performer also for Anna. That sets up tonight's game. Unlike some parts in the southeastern region of the country, gorgeous weather here. And thank goodness and our prayers and sympathies to those who hung around in North and South Carolina. I know Jeff Bray, who was one of the founding partners of ScoresBroadcast.com 11 years ago, made his way from Myrtle Beach over the last couple days up to Cincinnati, where he is staying.
Well, that was probably the easy part. Getting back to Myrtle Beach is probably going to be the tough part.
Exactly. But we expect, what, some showers, some remnants?
Monday.
Monday. And by then we could need it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's talking about kind of staying a little even more eastern Ohio, but we're going to get something out of it.
Right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to Manpower Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Anna Rockets in the home green, St. Henry in the road white with red numerals, red helmets. Makes me think of Christmas time in September, Chuck.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like Christmas tonight. It's a nice little breeze. I mean, and we're on the non-sun side of the field, so it feels pretty good over here, but it's still pretty hot on the other side.
I'm expecting a CSX to come.
Oh, we'll get a few of those.
Oh, yeah. The train tracks are directly behind us here on the west side of Anna's Booster Field.
I don't jump anymore when it hits the horn, though.
It promptly at 6 and 6:30 already tonight, we've had trains pass through. So when you do hear another one, it may drown out the play-by-play in color a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't happen on an exciting big play.
We'll fill you in.
When a CSX flies through, but you will hear a train or two tonight, maybe more, that's for sure. Well, as we mentioned, Anna lost its first game. Was clobbered by Fenwick on the ground. Anna did register 4 touchdowns in that game. Anna improved a little bit week 2, although Brookville in the first half rushed it extremely well against head coach Nick Marino's club. But last week, the Anna Rockets were far better on the defensive side of the ball, as head coach Nick Marino of Anna points out.
Yeah, we played a lot better on the defensive side of the ball. It was an emphasis for us for the week, and we got to continue to improve. We're a young football team, and we got a lot of guys that are need to continue to grow, because we're definitely not where we need to be yet. But those improvements were definitely evident from week 2 to 3, and that was a big part of us playing better.
Who has stepped up for you in terms of personnel on defense?
One of the guys, he's a standout player for us, Will Luthman's really been starting to make some plays. Our corners have tackled well, which has been nice out in space. So going to need that, obviously, tonight with St. Henry having a great running attack. They put a lot of pressure on you, so going to need those guys to step up. And our linebackers are starting to play a little bit better. But Cam Stewart played a lot better from game 2 to 3, made big strides, so he's got to continue to improve.
ScoresBroadcast.com covered the Brookville game. Wow. You forced turnovers, big ones, that led directly to scores. Is that an emphasis on special teams and defense to take the ball away?
Yeah, you always want to emphasize taking the ball away, and sometimes they bounce to you and sometimes they don't. So those bounce to us in that game, and usually when you're running the ball and you're playing hard, those types of things are a lot more likely to happen. So being in the right place at the right time is more our guys playing hard. I think that's what gets those turnovers for you.
Sure, exactly. The St. Henry Redskins pose a serious threat to you in that the St. Henry Club runs the ball well again this year, as always. You got to slow down the run. Didn't do a real good job against Brookville. But, boy, if you can force them second and third and long, it'll be an advantage to you.
Yeah, they run the ball well. They run it really well. So we're seeing that. I didn't look at the stats yet for this week, but I think they're leading rushing team in the league right now. So we got to come in and we got to make sure we stop the run. That's going to be the emphasis. They know that. We know that. Our guys know that. Their guys know that. So it's going to be a fight, and that's the big thing. We're going to have to fight.
And no secrets. Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and St. Henry. Speaking of running the football, you've got a strong 1-2 attack. Rushing it in your offensive backfield.
Yeah, we got a couple nice backs there in our backfield, and the line's been doing a good job of opening some holes up for them. So those guys always do a good job of crediting the line. I want to make sure we always do that.
Sure.
Yeah, I got two seniors up on the offensive line and three juniors that are getting better each week a little bit. So they got to continue to make growth because we're going to see the stingiest defense we've seen all year, too, with the team that hasn't given up a touchdown yet. Mm-hmm. So haven't given up a score. So we got to make sure we're playing well. We're really executing up front. And obviously, Riley and Bart, and even when we get Hayden Davies in the backfield, those guys have been doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Spotlight the names of those offensive linemen who paved the way for your rushing game.
The biggest one has been our center. He's doing a great job. Isaac Dodds is a three-year starter. He's solid up front all the time and helps us create holes. You got next to him the other senior, Braden Farley's been doing a good job. Mm-hmm. He's really had a come on year as a second year starter. And then beside them is Will Luthman, and their two tackles are first year starters, but they've made gains each week, and they're getting better and better.
Have you had an offensive back here at Anna who in the hole makes the jump cut, the cutback move, as well as Riley Hulskamp? He's fun to watch. Wow. Boy, he's good.
Riley makes things happen. He's a very good runner.
Sure is.
And opens a lot of things up for Bart at the same time. His running ability gets a lot of attention, which he should, because he's about as quick as they come.
And then Bart hides in behind your offensive line, and he maneuvers. He's tricky.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, he's as good a quarterback in the region as there is.
Yeah, definitely on the running side of the ball. He runs it really well. He's throwing it better each week. So he's gotten better and improved, and he's got a great work ethic, and that's been part of his improvements, I think. Looking at it, I talked to the guys about got to get stronger during the season, got to get better. He's a guy that's put on like 25 pounds on his max outs and his lifting throughout the year. So those types of things we're seeing out of him is the further development of him and his game.
Sure. Slowing down the running game of St. Henry, that is the big critical key in tonight's outcome.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. We got to, I mean, they're a tough football team. We're going to see if we're tough enough to stop the run game or not. That's going to be the challenge tonight.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website.
website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, just west of I-75, Route 47 in Sydney. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. You heard words of Nick Marino, fourth-year head coach of Anna, a few minutes ago. A lot of respect for the St. Henry Redskins, ranked seventh in the state this week in the first Division VI statewide poll. Coldwater and Marion Local ranked 1 and 2. Brad Luthman is the head coach of St. Henry, and he starred on the Versailles Tigers state championship team back around 2003, I believe it was. And he's been at St. Henry now 6 years. He played for head coach Al Hetrick of the Versailles Tigers.
Couldn't ask for a better guy to play under and a better program to play in at the time. Really got my interest and love of football to where it is today. And a lot of the lessons I learned and things to handle now as a coach are directly influenced by the way I saw them handled during my playing career. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Talk about your club here at St. Henry this season and how you've progressed as a head coach in your 6 years as the Redskins football mentor.
A lot of lessons learned along the way. It's a maturing process for sure from year one to year six. I like to think that we've learned a lot of lessons and answers schematically, but also a lot of lessons in terms of maturity and coaching and in the moment. I think the biggest thing, say, just from last year to this year, it's not necessarily having the perfect play call. It's what can my 16, 17, 18-year-olds execute in the right moment. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple mentors. Like, it would swing across my head if they're like, you're just now learning that. But, I mean, that's been the biggest lesson for sure. What can we execute in the biggest moments, not what the specialist play call is.
Offensively, this St. Henry team, like other Redskins teams in the past, prefers to run the football, and you've done it extremely well the first 3 weeks.
Yes. It's a natural overreaction to last year not being able to run the ball as well as we wanted, so we made a big emphasis to return to a physical style of offense this year, to have an identity, and frankly, we got 4 senior offensive linemen, 5 returning linemen, and they're all big and strong, and it's something that's the strength of our team, so that's what we've had to build around.
I formation may be a thing of the past for many clubs, not here at St. Henry.
No. I mean, St. Henry's football tradition was built on the I formation, and when we decided we wanted to really get back to a physical brand of football, that's what we were returning.
Your look defensively, what style of play do you show?
Well, it's a direct relation to the defense I learned over at Marion. It's a 3-4, very blitz-centric, a lot of zone behind it. It's kind of the philosophy that we're not necessarily trying to defeat the other coach, we're trying to defeat the 17-year-old that's trying to take the ball and throw it. Uh-huh. See what you can execute with a lot of action coming at your feet.
So you like to put pressure on the opposing quarterback?
Absolutely. As my former mentor is fond of saying, life goes to the aggressor. Mm-hmm. So to the aggressor wins usually. So that's what we try to do.
And what'd you learn about your club the first 3 weeks of the season?
That's a challenging question just because, you know, almost every week that we've had the other team's been dealing with stuff. Delphus was down to the third-string quarterback. Wow. Eaton's going through some issues as a program, and Covington hasn't gotten a win column yet. The truth is our first 3 opponents are 1-8 right now, so I'm not sure how much we've learned other than our kids are coming out and enjoying playing football, and the results ended up the way it should, as we felt, so I'm proud of that.
Anna, your opponent tonight is a team which historically, though in the MAC a short period, has played well against St. Henry.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's been very rare blowouts or anything of that nature in this matchup. Just since I've been here at St. Henry, and particularly since Coach Marino has been at St. Henry, it's been 1 or 2 score games all the way through. We had an overtime game a couple years ago. They nipped us last year 21-19, and I mean, it's been a real good battle.
What's the key to victory over Anna tonight?
Controlling the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. Stopping number 20 is a special athlete.
Chuck, we referenced it 10 minutes ago. Head coach Brad Luthman of St. Henry did just a couple minutes ago. It's a test of wills. Who will run the ball better tonight? Anna rushed it better than St. Henry last year, and the Rockets' 21-19 win at St. Henry, and the Redskins vow to push the ball right down Anna's throat and win the battle of the line of scrimmage in this game this evening.
Well, one point that he made that I think probably concerns the coaching staff more than it does the kids. The kids know they're 3-0, and they really don't care
right.
what the teams that they played, what their combined record is. But the coaching staff knows that these other teams have had issues. And so they're looking to play they're going to play the best team they've played by far tonight, and they're going to measure themselves to see where they really, truly think they are.
Yeah, very well said. Neither team back on the field at the moment. The Anna band has exited, and we'll have football in about 7 or 8 minutes. Slight breeze out of the north. Temperature, Chuck, probably still in the upper 70s.
I would say 70 to maybe 80, 82 degrees. It's that breeze feels good. It's a beautiful night.
Your starting offensive lineups for the Anna Rockets. The quarterback is Bart Bixler. He's a junior, 5'11", 160-pounder. He's joined in the offensive backfield by Riley Huelskamp, 5'10", 175, and a junior. The wideouts for Anna, Isaac Leininger, 6 feet tall, 160, a junior, and Nolan Emerson, 6'1", 160, a junior. Along the offensive line, you've got center Isaac Dodds, 5'11", 215, a senior. The guards, Braden Farley, 6'1", 260, a senior, and Will Luthman, 6'1", 240, a junior. The tackles, Anthony Billing, 6'4", 280 pounds, and a junior. And Dylan Steinke-Ellinger, 6'1", 245, a junior. I failed to mention the starting fullback, Jared Siegel, 6'1", 195, and a junior. St. Henry Redskins offensive lineup looks like this. Sam Layfeld at quarterback, 6'3", senior, 185-pounder. In the offensive backfield, Jared Fishbaugh will be the front man in the eye, 5'11", 185, a senior. Zach Niekamp, the tailback, 6'1", 195, a senior. The wideouts, Ethan Tiemann, 6'1", 185, a senior. The other wideout, Jay Kanapke, 6'3", 185, and a senior. Along the offensive line, the tight end, Sam Harding, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, and a senior. The tackles, Devin Seifring, 5'10", 195, a senior. And Caden Niekamp, 6'7", 305, a senior. The guards, Cameron McEldowney, 6 feet tall, 250, a senior. And Peyton Lange, 6'3", 220, a senior. The center, Carter Stogler, 6 feet tall, 200-pounder, and a junior. The center, Chuck, is the lone underclassman in the starting offensive unit for St. Henry. The other 10 young men are seniors.
Yeah, and the thing about being the center, of course, he's a junior, so he's got some experience, I'm sure. They usually call the signals. They usually call the blocking scheme after they see what the defense lines up on. So your center needs to really be a smart young man.
And both teams have returned to the gridiron. Anna setting up to return the kick to start the game. My guess would be, although I didn't see it happen, as St. Henry won the toss and deferred for the start of the second half. That would be my guess. Any more? And
let's go with that.
Yeah, let's go with it. But this would mean, obviously, whether we're right or wrong, that St. Henry would get the football to start the second half of this game. One of our longtime underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. For multiple years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the region, located at 9040 North County Road 25A on the north edge of Sydney, just south of Anna, as I mentioned. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name several. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Drop in, talk to the folks at Barker. Tell them you heard all about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, and it's earned a reputation absolutely second to none. Barker Insurance. Opening kickoff to start the game. A low line drive. Ball smacked to the 19. Returned by Anna right up the gut. A good sprint to the 38. And that's where the Rockets begin first down and 10. One of the upbacks snared it. And he zipped ahead 19 yards from the 19 to the 38. And that's where the Rockets begin first and 10.
That's a good good field position to start the game.
As you look out, Chuck, these white-shirted, white pants, St. Henry Redskins with the red headgear, red numerals, are sizable young men. A lot of them 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", well over 200 pounds, rock solid. Bart Bixler in the spread, 5 yards behind the line. St. Henry shows blitz. Handoff on the play to Ronnie Huelskamp. He twists and turns, scraps his way up over the 42 to the 43. He carved out 5, second down and 5 for Anna. Give him the 44 officially. He generated 6 on the play.
Well, I'll tell you, they've got 3 young men that are on the line of scrimmage defensively, and then everybody, the linebackers, are all about 5 yards off, and then they start filling the holes as the play starts to develop.
Yeah, it's a 3-4 defensive look, basically. A lot of zone defense in the secondary behind a lot of blitzing from St. Henry. They'll send linebackers against the rush and the pass both. Here's a fake sweep. Bart Bixler kept it, and he's tripped up as he angles outside left tackle. Down he goes at the 47, a yard short of a first down. And right away, Chuck, after 2 plays, we've got a possession down coming here for Anna.
Yeah, I think this is big for the Rockets. They need to prove to themselves that they can move the chain against this defense.
And St. Henry now bunches about 7 or 8 on the line of scrimmage. That many are in the box for the Redskins, who expect run. Bixler's got Huelskamp behind him and alongside to the left. Bixler will take the snap back at the 41. He needs just a yard. Gives it to Riley. Riley's got a seam. Huelskamp darts across the line of scrimmage to the 50. Stays on his feet and motors inside the 45 of St. Henry to the 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Rockets.
Well, when you play that close, that many people up at the line of scrimmage, if you can get through that initial rush, you got some room to run. And Huelskamp's hard to catch if he gets himself ahead of steam going.
And you know what, Chuck? He didn't make a quick spurt to the line of scrimmage. He kind of picked his way. His first few steps were careful. He recognized where St. Henry's blitzers were. And he found a little crevice up front. And he slithered through, a nice advance for a first down. 42-yard line of St. Henry. Oh, Bixler, play action. He wants to heave it long down the middle of the field. And over the shoulder attempt at the 5-yard line through the hands of the receiver.
Wow, that was Leininger. And I'll tell you what, he'll catch that 9 times out of 10. That went right through his hands.
That was a great play call on first and 10. Kanapke in the coverage for St. Henry. Leininger had him beat down around the 3 or 4 yard line. The ball just went off the palm of his hands, no good.
That was a great throw. He put that right on the money. I'm not saying it's not an easy catch to have the ball come directly over you to make the catch.
Even the Bengals green misses those every now and then.
Well, believe me, I'm not critiquing the kid.
Now, Leininger was running pell-mell. Great throw by Bixler. The ball came down to Leininger right over the top of his helmet. It wasn't an easy one, that's for sure. Second and 10 from the St. Henry 42. Here's a flare pass in the right flat, caught on the sideline by Anna, and surging down the right side of the field is the receiver. It's Richards. Boy, he's got quick feet. He dashed across the 35 and lunged to the boundary at about the 31, and he came up 2 feet short of a first down. Third down, less than 1. We might have a measurement. It's very close.
Yeah, they're going to look at it. Maybe they're not.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Now the men in stripes are looking it over. Do we bring in the chain? And, it's signaled first and 10. After initially it appeared as though we'd have a third down play. But the previous line of scrimmage was every bit of the 41, maybe outside it, 41 and a half. The new line of scrimmage is just inside the 31. So give the Rockets better than 10 on the last gain. First and 10, Huelskamp gets the nod to the middle, nowhere to go. He tries to spring it wide. Good penetration by St. Henry. They chase him down at the 29.
Tell you what, he did a nice job because that should have been a loss. And he did a great job of going ahead. If he would have tried to keep going wide, he was going to lose 3 or 4 yards.
Yep. Cameron McElDowney and Devin Seifring ran down Huelskamp, who advanced it for a yard. Second down and 9, Rockets, who are advancing the football to the north end of the stadium. very slight breeze out of the north. It's a non-factor so far tonight. Two receivers to the left. Richards in motion. Here's a forward pitch, a little tap pass on the play by the quarterback, Bixler. Richards running wide, still going wide. St. Henry in pursuit. They collar him at the boundary at the end of bench for no gain. Well done. Yep, the Redskins snuff out two running plays in a row.
That's actually a pass.
Uh-huh.
He threw it forward, so it's got to go as a completion.
Yeah, the terminology I'm hearing for that is a tap pass.
Yep.
Rockets tried it, and St. Henry smelled it out. Third and 10 for the Rockets. Inside the 30 of St. Henry, no score. We played less than 3 minutes. Opening drive of this game. Man in motion to the left. Bixler takes the long snap. He looks left. Nowhere to go. Here come five white shirts for St. Henry, and they drive Bixler backward all the way to the 40, but the initial contact was just behind the line of scrimmage. Seifring powered his way through the middle, and Anna's now got fourth and 11 at the 31-yard line of St. Henry.
That did not fool anybody on that defense.
Nope. Don't know that I've ever seen as many opposing jerseys on a quarterback that quickly. Half of St. Henry's D was in there.
Well, they ran Huelskamp to this side, the same thing. They had the 10-yard pass on the time before, but they didn't bite on it.
Uh-oh, three receivers to the left. Snap back to Bixler. He dropped the football, and St. Henry is chasing him backwards. Bixler in reverse. He's near the 50-yard line where he's dragged down. My goodness. The fourth down play for Anna gives St. Henry tremendous field position at around the 50-yard stripe. It was a 19-yard setback on fourth and 11. How about that? And I'm not sure the marking of the football is as accurate as it should be. It's spotted all the way over on Anna's side.
It was the 49 on the St. Henry side is where it should be.
Now they missed it by a good 2 yards, maybe three. Here is St. Henry wanting to throw, play action. Layfeld, the left-hand quarterback, slips it to his tight end in the left flat. Look at him go. He barrels down the left side of the field. It's Hurlings motoring inside the 40, the 30. Finally shoved to the boundary. Way down inside the 26, near the 25-yard line. A 24-yard advance. St. Henry, you would have thought, ordinarily would run the football in the opening play of the game, but it was play action, and Layfeld, the big 6'3 lefty, rolled out left after faking it to Niekamp in the middle, and Hardings, the tight end, was available. And on this next play from scrimmage, we've got a penalty pre-snap, no doubt against St. Henry, false start. 7:57 to go opening quarter. Anna nothing, St. Henry nothing. But by virtue of stopping Anna for virtually three straight no gains and then delivering a 19-yard loss to Bixler on Anna's fourth down play, St. Henry set up shop around the 50. Now it's first and 15 from the Anna 30. Layfeld gives to the tailback, dotting the I, and he strides ahead inside the 30 and lunges to the 27. Short advance on the play for Zach Niekamp. Averaging nearly 8 yards per carry on the season. Well, if Anna can keep him around five tonight, Chuck, that's a success.
Well, they're going to have to. This is a big defensive series, even if it's the first defensive series of the game, because they had a touchdown that they dropped the pass, then went way back on the other side of the 50.
St. Henry now with second down and about 13 yards to go for a first down. Layfeld takes the snap. He zips a pass in the right flat to a running back who catches at the line of scrimmage. He breaks a tackle and plods his way inside the 25 down to the 21 or 22. It was Ethan Thiemann, a wide receiver, who was flanked to the St. Henry bench side of the gridiron. He stepped back with the snap from center. And the quarterback, Sam Layfeld, hit him with a strike. And that sets up third and 6. Couple key plays coming up here. We've got three players in the offensive backfield. One of them gets the nod. Layfeld delivers the ball into the tummy of the ball carrier. And driving for a first down inside the 10 to the 9 goes Zach Niekamp, first and goal for St. Henry. Wow. That was power football deluxe.
He got through that first little arm tackle, and nobody came close to bringing him down until he had the first down.
Well, Chuck, when you look out at the field, these red helmets tower over Anna's white helmets by 2-3 inches or better per man.
They are definitely bigger.
Under center, Layfeld, goal to go from the 9. He roams to the left. He doesn't know what to do with the ball. He's back outside the 15. Anna pursues and drops him for a loss at the 14.
That was going to be an option, and there was nobody out there.
You're right. It was either Niekamp or Fishbaugh to take the pitch from Layfeld. They were covered up, and the quarterback for St. Henry had to eat it. Second and goal from the 14 of Anna. We played half the first quarter, no score. Each team with a possession. ScoresBroadcast.com. Friday night high school football. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. St. Henry to the line of scrimmage from the Anna 14, second and goal. Layfeld play action, rolling right, looks, whips it through the hands of a receiver at the 10-yard line. Available was Jared Fishbaugh. He was going to get it down inside the 10, Chuck, that's for sure. But as he looked over his shoulder for the ball, it was there right in his midsection, and he couldn't squeeze it in time.
It was zipped a little bit, and I tell you, to roll a left-handed quarterback out to the right, that's a tough thing for him to get his hips turned to throw it.
Yeah, it's not real comfortable, not natural. But the play was there. It just wasn't executed on the receiving end by St. Henry, which confronts a third and goal from the Anna 14. Two receivers to the right. In the spread, it's Layfeld. Here comes Anna's pressure. Here's a screen pass into the ground. No good. Incomplete at the 12-yard line. I tell you what, Anna dialed up blitz pressure there, Chuck. And it was beautifully done by Luke Cantrell, 6-foot senior, linebacker. He came pouring through to abort that play right now. And let's see if St. Henry tries a field goal here. The ball could be spotted in the vicinity of the 20 or 21-yard line.
It'll be a 30-yarder.
Yep, Ethan Thiemann is the place kicker, soccer style. Ball's on the far hash. This would have to travel 30 if successful. Anna's in on it, nearly blocks it. The kick by Thiemann is way wide right. No good. The pressure might have had something to do with that. Thiemann's kick fails. Anna takes over in the touchback right at the 20.
That was Huelskamp, and boy, he went around there. Nobody even put a hand on him.
That was well done by Riley Huelskamp. He used his speed to his advantage on that play.
That was a real defensive stop right there. Very, very important.
Each team with threatening drives offensively to start the game, but nothing to show for either one. And as a result, with 5:36 left in the opening quarter, we are still scoreless. Anna moved the ball well. St. Henry moved the ball well. Then the defenses got the jobs done after a long offensive thrust by each team. Here's Bixler in the shotgun spread back at the 15. Hand off to Huelskamp. And he churns up the middle for 4 or 5 to the 15-yard line. Second down and 5 for Anna. Anna Rockets offensive line has Isaac Dodds in the middle of it. He's at center. 5'11", 235, a senior. He's a cog. One of only two seniors among the starting offensive 11 for Anna. Here's Huelskamp rolling out to the right in motion. Bixler keeps. And he tries to sneak ahead. There's a little bit of an opening. He dodged one man. He's pushed to the turf at about the 26. He might have picked up a yard and a half. It will be third and less than 4 to go for Anna. Let's see if St. Henry dials up a blitz here.
Yeah, I would think so.
Both teams looking to their respective sidelines. Flanked out to the near side, Richards for Anna, along with Leininger. Huelskamp split to the right. Bixler in an empty backfield at quarterback for Anna. 8 in the box for St. Henry. Anna runs it against the stone wall. Huelskamp is met hard right at the 29. It looked like he might have an avenue to the 30 and a first down, but he was drilled solidly and Anna could be forced to punt from its own 29-yard line.
Yeah, it was a good defensive play right there, because you're right, he had an opening and it closed quickly.
Yep, the Rockets have got to boot it. And it's Jared Siegel back in punt formation inside his own 20-yard line. He'll take the snap at about the 16. Redskins with two returners at the red and white 35. The ball hits at the 37, a long hop to the return man for St. Henry, who comes up the near sideline, butts heads with a rocket, makes another man miss, stays on his feet across the 50. Great field position for St. Henry on the return at the Anna 44. Good return by Jay Kanapke of the Redskins, who are in business. That's twice now St. Henry's started possessions on the Anna side of midfield.
I think we might see a little more running right now. I think we're going to see some more of knee camp.
I think so too, Chuck. St. Henry wasn't quite as efficient throwing the football on that initial drive as it would have liked. Here's a handoff on the play to the tailback, dotting the eye, and to the line of scrimmage goes Niekamp. He springs it wide. He trudges to the near sideline, out of bounds at the St. Henry bench in the area of the 37 after garnering six on the play. These Redskins backs, Chuck, take a hit, another hit. They don't go down. Two receivers split left for Sam Layfeld, who's under center for St. Henry. He looks to his sideline momentarily. The 6-3 signal caller, lines are down. And the man dotting the eye gets the ball again. It's Niekamp, and he somersaults inside the 30 to the Anna 29. Move the chains. 13 or 14 yards on two rushes total for Niekamp, enough to earn a first down. Football resting inside the Anna 30. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. No score.
I got a score from Miami East. Loramie leads Miami East 14-7 in the second quarter.
Good ball game at Miami East in Miami County. Redskins on top. Niekamp again. Right tackle he goes. Green shirts medium and deck him at the 27. Small advance of two. Cam Stewart in there on the tackle for the Anna Rockets. Nice assistance on the play from Isaac Dodds. He helped fill the hole. Second down, 8, St. Henry. Final 2 minutes, 20 seconds, opening quarter. Still nothing. Two tight ends employed. Unbalanced line to the right for St. Henry. High formation. Second down, 8. Toss sweep to the right, Niekamp. He looks for a block. He runs out of space on the near side. No real estate. Anna bounces him outside to the boundary. He managed to squeeze out about 3 or 4. It's going to be third down for St. Henry and at least 5 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 23.5-yard line. Call it about 4 to go for a first down. First man through, Fishball. He's helmeted by a Rocket, spinning to the 21 or 22, still shy of a first down. It's going to be fourth and very short for St. Henry. A minute 50 left in the first quarter. Fourth down for the Redskins of St. Henry. Fourth and less than 2 to go for a first down. Fishbaugh's knee came down back at the 22. St. Henry's got to get just inside the 20 for a first and 10. Big defensive stand here for Anna. Three men behind the quarterback. Handoff on the play to Niekamp. Niekamp bowls his way inside the 20. He's got the first down with a yard to spare. He picked up 3.5, maybe 4. And that was offensive line against defensive line, Chuck. And St. Henry won the battle in the trenches as Niekamp lugged it. First and 10 Redskins at the Anna 18.
Well, that's what I was talking about pregame. When you run out of the eye and you got a back that's that strong, he's got somebody leading him through the hole. They got to him, but he had too much momentum going forward.
You're right. Layfeld, the quarterback. One man behind him, it's Niekamp. It's a toss sweep to the left. He cuts it back against the grain, and Anna misses a tackle. Look at Niekamp go. He stays on his feet. He barges down inside the 10 to the 9. Very close to a first down. Second down coming up for St. Henry. Maybe a yard or two needed for a first down. We've got a minute left here in the first quarter of play, and Anna takes a timeout. No score. 67 seconds left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Rushi underwriting sponsors. Big shout-outs along the way from Scores Broadcast to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Let the folks at Francis Schulze, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn know you heard all about those enterprises right here on scoresbroadcast.com. St. Henry needs a yard or two for a first down at the Anna 9. Play action. Quarterback Layfield wants to throw. I'm not sure about that play call because Anna comes knifing through. Layfield had no receiver open. He was looking for Hardings in the corner of the end zone. He was blanketed, and the quarterback for St. Henry is tossed for a loss back at the 13-yard line. Wow. So it's going to be third down and about 2.5 yards to go for a first down for St. Henry. I'm sorry, it was a goal-to-go situation previously, so it's second and goal from the 13. It had been first and goal-to-go from the 9. Layfield in the pocket, swings one to the right, a forward pass down near the pylon of the goal line, and it's off the mark, no good. Third and goal from the 13.
Troutwood leads the Yellow Jackets 14-0 in the second quarter. That's one of those where you go, you try not to get anybody hurt.
Right.
And you try to make it respectable because Troutwood's an awfully good football team coming off a loss last week.
Well, I'd misspoken. St. Henry, when they got to the 9, had a goal-to-go situation. Now it's third and goal to go for back at the 13. Layfield keeps the football. Look at him go. He's behind a bevy of blockers. He stays on his feet, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown. The quarterback, Sam Layfield for St. Henry, would not be denied that right offensive wall for St. Henry. Key linemen up front, Devin Seifring, Peyton Lange, Cameron McEldowney, and center Carter Stogler. Opened up a little avenue, and that is all the quarterback Layfield needed for St. Henry. His 6'3", 185-pound frame did the rest. He lugged it in from 13 yards out on third and goal, and St. Henry's in front 6-0. Here's the extra point try by Demon of St. Henry, and Ethan blasts it through. It's between the posts right down the middle. And the St. Henry Redskins in the final 16 seconds of the first quarter take a 7-0 lead over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Well, St. Henry's offense is too good for Anna to keep giving them such short fields.
Well put, yep. Anna's got to make St. Henry drive it 75 or 80 yards. Rockets have not done that so far. Here's the kickoff return, muffed at the 20 by Anna, and then an opening develops, the return back out by Hillscamp to the 36, 37-yard line. Well, St. Henry on its first drive to start the game failed on a key third and fourth down situation late in that initial drive, but capitalized on this last drive on a 13-yard romp to the end zone by Layfeld of St. Henry to give the Redskins a 7-0 lead with 10 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Anna to the line of scrimmage. First several plays to start the game. Anna moved it fluidly, but St. Henry has adjusted the last half dozen plays or so. Anna has gotten yards very grudgingly. Here's an end sweep to the left by Richards. Richards turns the corner, and he bolts out over the 45 to the 47. He's got 11 and a first down for the Rockets. Well done by Richards as he turned on the Jets, Chuck. Another one of those speedy backs for Anna. And the final seconds may tick off the clock. They do. We've played one here at Anna's Booster Field. St. Henry 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Anna Rockets to the line of scrimmage as we start second quarter play. Here's a flat pass thrown by Bixler. He zeroes in with Huelskamp, who is pummeled right now at the line of scrimmage. Bixler was about 6 yards behind the line when he threw it to Huelskamp, who caught it 2 or 3 yards behind the line. And he got back up to the 47. And he was belted to the turf right now.
Well, the pass took too long to get there because he got caught from behind, and that means the pass wasn't quick enough.
Second down and 10 for Anna from the Rockets, 47. Man in motion across the formation. Inside handoff to Huelskamp. He's got an opening, and he twists and turns over the 50 to the St. Henry 46. He generates about 7 or 8 on the play. They call it 6.5. Third down and nearly 4 needed for a first down. Ball spotted back at the St. Henry 46-yard line. He's got to get to about the 42.5 for a first down. Opening minute, second quarter. St. Henry 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Snap back to Bixler. Men in motion. Bixler keeps. There's no hole. Nothing. He's flattened. Maybe didn't get to the line of scrimmage. 2 or 3 white shirts in there on the hit. One of whom for St. Henry is Sam Hardings, who goes both ways up front. Also in there on the tackle, Peyton Lange. Bixler had no opportunity to nudge it ahead. That was a third down play, so it's 4th and 4 for Anna. Rockets appear to be going for it from the St. Henry 46. Bixler in his cadence.
I'll be surprised if they snap this. He's gonna kick it.
Anna may be trying to get St. Henry to jump. Ball snapped back to Bixler, and you're right, Chuck. It's a pooch kick by the quarterback of Anna, and it's well done. The ball lights on the ground at the St. Henry 14, takes an Anna hop to the 9, and that's where the Redskins start, first down, 10 yards to go. That's something the Rockets obviously have been working on a little bit.
Well, you could tell when he backed up about 3 yards farther back than he normally is with the shotgun, definitely shorter than a punt. But, that's a nice play. They had nobody back, so there was not going to be a return.
And he made sure he didn't thump it into the end zone. Ball rolled to a stop inside the 10. St. Henry starts, first down, 10 yards to go from its own 9. We've played a little over 2 minutes here in the opening quarter. Layfeld is under center. Hand off to Niekamp. He roams outside right tackle. Oh, what a hit by Hanna. A Rocket defender somersaulted Niekamp to the turf at the 11. Jeffrey Richards, who leads this Anna team in tackles over 3 weeks, made the sparkling hit on that play. Well, you don't see many tackles like that in the high school game, Chuck. I saw a few last night when the Bengals played the Ravens. Well done by Richards to stop Niekamp after a 2-yard advance. Second and 8, Layfeld. Handoff on the play, Niekamp again. He squirts out over the 15 to maybe the 17. Niekamp's a workhorse, averaging nearly 8 yards per carry on the year. It's going to be third down for St. Henry. Third and a couple for a first down. Anna needs to thwart the Redskins right here to get good field position. Important play for the Rockets' D. And you can bet St. Henry will try to drive it ahead. Layfeld under center. Niekamp in the offensive backfield gets the call. He stalled near the line of scrimmage, but the forward push of the Redskins' offensive line produces the first down at the 20.
He's a strong kid, and his legs never stop moving.
You're right.
That's the key.
Nope. He keeps on kicking like he's churning uphill riding a bicycle. He never gives up. And Niekamp, as Chuck noted, is a sizable young man, 6'1", 195. The quarterback, Layfeld, is 6'3", 185. Here's a long pass by St. Henry as they go for a bomb on first and 10 from around the Anna 20. It's zipped up the right side of the field. Leininger for Anna is with Kanapke. It's out of bounds at the 50.
A battle of two number one teams in the state of Ohio. Coldwater leads Minster 7-0 in the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah, Minster's got the top spot in Division 7. Coldwater the top spot in Division 5. One notch ahead of Marion Local, which is ranked second. The St. Henry team in Division 6 is number 7 in the first statewide AP poll.
Too bad the Macs doesn't have some teams.
Yeah, they're all bunched up in the same division this year, except for Minster. Here's Layfeld back to pass. He's going to keep. He rolls out to the near side, headed toward the St. Henry bench. He tucks the ball away, dumped over the 20 at the 22 or 23. He didn't have a receiver available. Layfeld, who's a good runner, took off, and he danced ahead for a few. Didn't get much. Anna swarmed him after a 4-yard gainer. Third and 6 for St. Henry. From the Anna 24-and-a-half, we played 4 minutes here in the second quarter. It's St. Henry 7, Anna nothing on scoresbroadcast.com. St. Henry scoring in the final 20 seconds of the opening period. Three receivers to the right for Layfeld. It looks like a forward pass coming. Layfeld keeps a quarterback draw. He's got room to go. He's outside right guard. A huge cavity opened up. There's a late flag at the 33-yard line. He raced for 10. Anna may be guilty of an infraction at the end of the play.
Yeah, he pulled him down by his face mask. 9-yard gain on the
play. Well, that was a nice call by head coach Brad Luthman of St. Henry. That deceived everybody. It was a forward passing formation on third and long. St. Henry needed 7. And the QB, Layfeld, had no designs on throwing it. It was a run all the way. And the St. Henry offensive line took charge. And they have taken charge often in this game. First and 10, St. Henry from the Redskins, 48. Under center, Layfeld, first man through, Fishball. And he twists up over the 50, lurching to the 47 of Anna.
This is a really good football team. It's pretty obvious here in the first quarter and a half.
It is senior laden. It is sizable. It is physically strong. The quarterback stands 6'3". He can throw it, run it. He's got command of the offense. I formation most often. Usually the QB is under center as he is here on second and 6. Toss sweep to the left to Niekamp. He's met behind the line. He manages to lunge ahead to the 46. He turned a no gain into a gain of 1.5 yards. In on the tackle for Anna. was, guess who? Bart Bixler, assisted by Riley Hilskamp. Third and four for St. Henry. These are the plays that Anna needs to turn into stops.
Yeah, the third down conversions now, St. Henry is 4 out of 5.
And, Chuck, this is often a running situation for this St. Henry attack. Redskins need every bit of 4. But several plays ago, on 3rd and 7, the quarterback ran it. And off the kneecap, right tackle he goes. He's squared up on by an Anna tackler at the 44, but then he bounces off to the 43. It's going to be 4th and 1 yard for St. Henry. 5:47 left in the second quarter.
Well, if you run the ball there on 3rd down, it's obviously 4 down. They're going to go for it here with 1 yard to go.
Yep. The plan there was to chew up the 4 yards in 2 plays. St. Henry got 3 on the first play. 4th and 1 from the Anna 43. 7-0 Redskins. Under 5.5 to go here in the second quarter from Anna on scoresbroadcast.com. Lions are down. Anna with 8-9 men in the box. Long snap count by Layfeld, who rises up behind the center, and a timeout is called by St. Henry. 5:12 to go, second period. St. Henry by a touchdown on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
1 for St. Henry, 4th and 1 yard to go for the Redskins from the Anna 43, and Niekamp breaks it over right tackle. He got beyond the line of scrimmage, beyond the linebackers. Nobody in the secondary for Anna, and Niekamp went all the way, 43 yards for a touchdown. After the timeout, St. Henry draws up a well-executed running play on 4th and very short. And so oftentimes, Chuck, when your defense is bunched up close to the line of scrimmage, like it was there for Anna, when you get through that first wave as a running back, it is see you later many times as it was right there. Extra point try by Thiemann of Anna. Good snap from center. Ball is placed down. The kick is a beauty. He's got it. And these St. Henry Redskins are loaded. It's a big, strong, powerful team with an explosive running game. And Anna has spotted St. Henry 2 scores. 5 minutes left, second quarter, 14-0 St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. Wells Brothers, Inc. has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. St. Henry up 14-0. Here's the ensuing kickoff after the 43-yard touchdown romp by Niekamp. It's Riley Hilskamp for Anna. He took it back at the 16. He heads down the sideline, then cuts back toward the hash mark. He spilled at the 27. And that's where Anna starts. First down, 10 yards to go from their own 27-yard line, trailing by 2 scores with 4:58 left here in the second quarter. Well, St. Henry's defense has adjusted and has stopped Anna cold, Chuck, on the Rockets' last couple possessions.
Yeah, they've got 17. They got 33 total yards the Rockets do here in the first half.
Of course, this game is far from over, Chuck, but I can't imagine. There's can't be more than a couple teams better in Division VI in the state of Ohio than Coldwater, Marion Local, St. Henry. Hey, those might be the top three. They might be the top three.
They're going to beat each other up.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Bixler at quarterback. He's 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage for Anna. Rockets running game has managed to squirm out a few yards on the last couple possessions, but St. Henry's defense has gotten really stingy. Here's the handoff on the play at Jules Camp. A wrestle to the ground. He fought forward to the 31. Picked up 5 or 6. Second down and 4 upcoming. It was Davies who carried it. Thiemann in there on the tackle for St. Henry. Thiemann who kicked the extra point. Made the stop. Second down and 5 officially from the Anna 31. 4.5 to go in a quickly played first half. 14-0 St. Henry. Two receivers far left for Bixler. Lining up slot right is Justin Murray. Man in motion across the formation is Davies for Anna, and we've got a pre-snap timeout call made by Anna. Rockets have one remaining. 4:11 left, second quarter, 14-0 St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
So Chuck, let me amend what I said a few minutes ago. I start out saying there can't be more than one or two teams in Division VI better than St. Henry, Marion Local, Coldwater. They're probably none better.
I would say those are probably the three cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah, all in the same league, the Midwest Athletic Conference. Snap back to Bixler. He fires left side of the field, beyond the hash mark, through the hands of the receiver at the 36 and out. Jules Camp, the young man for whom the ball was intended, it fell harmlessly to the turf. It will be third down for Anna, 3rd and 5. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 31. On the coverage was Froning for St. Henry. Rockets have a couple receivers flank left. Bixler in the spread, Jules Camp in motion wide side, empty backfield. Bixler fakes to the left, throws down the middle, and it is a battle for the football. A jump at the 37. Three white shirts knock it away from Leininger, the intended receiver, and Anna's got to punt.
Well, I'm going to try this. Cody Brueggemann?
Yes.
Heck of a play. That was almost the perfect play right there.
Good effort, but Bixler, he was under heavy pressure. He let the ball go high and long very quickly. And Brueggemann for St. Henry ran under it and managed to slap it away from Leininger. And here's Stewart punting for Anna. He drives it end over end, and it's a good kick. It hits at the 32, but bounces straight up in the air. And is marked for play at the 31. Well, St. Henry's got 3:53 with which to work, leading 14-0 late in the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Nate Barhorst, head coach, Anna Basketball, on the boys' side, will be our guest at the halftime break.
Always great to see Nate.
Rockets always put a good team together on the hardwood every year. Of course, last season was no exception. Fine campaign, only 5 losses suffered by Anna the entire year. One of these at home, or I should say one of the losses at home when St. Henry defeated Anna. Anna, of course, in hoops, tied for the Shelby County League Championship with Rushi and Fort Loramie, all three squads, 10-2. Running play by St. Henry over right tackle. Forward progress, goes for a plus 8 by Niekamp, and then he is pushed backwards inside the 35. Ball marked for play at the 39. Second down and a couple.
He took the direct snap that time in kind of a wildcat situation.
It sure was.
Sydney trails 21-0 at the half to Trotwood, and Jeff Bray tells me that is off of three turnovers by Sydney. All three turnovers led to scores by the Rams.
Each TD for Trotwood donated for the Yellow Jackets. Layfeld, deep drop. He's under pressure. Wanted to heave a long one. He can't do it. He's sacked at the 34. Well done by one of the Anna defensive linemen. It was Farley who came pouring through. Nice stop behind the line of scrimmage by Braden Farley, 6'1", 260-pound senior for Anna. And that forces St. Henry into a third down and 8 yards to go situation with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. And the Redskins leading the Rockets 14-0. Two receivers to the left. Layfeld's in the spread now, 5 yards behind the line. He takes the snap. He runs right up the gut. He twists and turns, breaks the tackle, stays on his feet, and he chugs out to the 42. Looked like he was going to be thwarted after a 4-yard gain. He was not halted. He wouldn't go down. He kept the legs kicking, and he's a running back, but he's the quarterback, but he can play the tailback, the fullback spot. He can certainly rush the football very well.
Well, and running from that spot, taking it out of what they call the wildcat, he's got such a vision to be able to see where he can run the ball.
Was that Niekamp or Layfeld in the last
play?
That
was Niekamp.
Was that Niekamp in the last play? Let's give credit where it's due. Layfeld back in the spread here on 1st and 10 from the 43, and it's a quick out pattern. The throw is good, complete, up to the 48 right in front of the St. Henry bench. The clock is running, 1:49 to go in the second quarter. And you can expect head coach Luthman of St. Henry will weave that wildcat into the offense even more with Niekamp toting the football. Here's Layfeld, 7 yards behind the line here, wants to go left. Now he cuts it back to the right, reverses his field, and he's dropped. It's a sack, a loss of 2. Layfeld had nowhere to go. Initially wanted to pitch it. Good coverage downfield by Anna. That sets up a 3rd and 6 or 7 for St. Henry from the Redskins 46 with 1:10 to go in the first quarter.
Now, Anna's defensive line doing a nice job of putting pressure on them when they want to throw the football.
Yeah, sure is. St. Henry's got a couple timeouts left. We're under 1 minute to go in the second quarter. 3rd and long, St. Henry. Layfeld in the spread, 5 yards behind the line. No, it's Niekamp. Niekamp runs it. He blasts outside left tackle. He's got a gaping hole. He shoots beyond the linebackers into the Anna secondary. Tripped up at the 37. 1st and 10, St. Henry. Boy, the Redskins, Chuck, make picking up first downs on 3rd and long look pretty easy.
Yeah, that's a nice play, and you're right. I don't know how much they've run that wildcat in their first couple of games, but it's looking pretty good tonight.
It is effective, that's for sure. And we have a timeout called by St. Henry. Redskins will have one remaining, 47 ticks left in the clock. St. Henry on Anna's side of the field, outside the 40, leading 14-0 over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
That the Anna Rockets need a stop before halftime. Anna cannot afford to give up any more points. St. Henry has rolled to a 14-0 advantage, a touchdown late in the first, another TD in the second. St. Henry dominating time of possession, eating up yards on this drive. I said before the break the ball is outside the 40 when in fact it's just outside the 35. We've got a pre-snap penalty here coming up against St. Henry. A second and a half went off the clock, Chuck, when technically it really shouldn't have, right?
Correct. It was a dead ball foul, as they say.
Right. Clock reads 46.3 to go. First and 15 for St. Henry. Now it's back at the 42.5. St. Henry can get a first down at the Anna 27-yard line. Lions are down. Four receivers flanked for the quarterback. The lefty Layfeld deep in the pocket, way back at the 50. Dodges one man. And Anna sweeps in on him and covers him up at the 50. Hey, Anna's thrown the quarterback Layfeld for three or four sacks in this game. Layfeld's been a little undecisive.
He holds the ball too long. If he's back there that long, he needs to get out of the pocket because he's in trouble.
Undecisive? No, indecisive.
Indecisive.
Yeah. Thanks for correcting me. I knew I was wrong when I said it. St. Henry utilizes its final timeout with 37.5 to go here in the second quarter.
He's decisively challenged.
Anna said a nice job here at the tail end of this drive, now forcing St. Henry into a second and 22. There was a 5-yard pre-snap penalty on first down, and then a loss of seven more. Layfeld's been sacked behind the line for better than 20 yards in this game. 37.5 left. You'd have to believe, in order for St. Henry to get points on this drive, Chuck, before halftime, that the visiting team would have to put it up top, but they've got so much confidence in the run game, you never know, do you?
Well, I would be looking right now. The way they're putting pressure on him when he drops back, I'd certainly be looking for a screen pass. But they're running the big kid out of the knee camps, running out of the shotgun again.
Yes, he is. He takes the snap back on his side of the 50 at the 46, and he barges back to the line of scrimmage, beats resistance at the 50, spun down at the end of 47. St. Henry out of timeouts, clock running. 22 seconds to go, first half. 14-0 St. Henry. Third and a little under 20 to go for a first down. Clock is still ticking away. Down to 10 to go.
They're going to call it a half.
And the St. Henry Redskins, without a timeout, will receive the third quarter kickoff. Redskins won't run another play. That will do it. We played two quarters here at Anna's Booster Field tonight on a gorgeous evening for high school football in Anna in northern Shelby County. It's a Midwest Athletic Conference matchup, and the St. Henry Redskins lead the Anna Rockets by a score of 14-0 at the intermission break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back to Anna's Booster Field. It's halftime. The St. Henry Band entertaining for the Anna fans in the stands on the far east side at the moment. St. Henry enjoying a 14-0 halftime lead over Anna. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. This St. Henry team is very powerful, outstanding running game. 10 seniors on the offensive unit, and the Redskins drive it right down your throat. Anna has stymied St. Henry only on a couple of drives in this game, the opening one and on this last one here before the halftime break. Anna facing a tall order here tonight against the 7th-rated St. Henry Redskins. How do the stats pan out so far?
It looks a lot like the scoreboard. Actually, 14-0, if you read the stats first, you might think it was a little worse than that.
Right.
Anna ran the ball 13 times for 28 yards, 3 of 6 throwing it for 10 more, 38 total yards. They only ran 16 plays in the first half. St. Henry ran the ball 28 times for 151 yards, 3 of 7 for 35 yards, throwing it 186 total yards. 8 first downs, two penalties for 10 yards. They ran 35 plays compared to Anna's 16. Anna only had 3 first downs in the first half.
35 plays to 16. Boy, that's significant in and of itself. Anna really has done a reasonably good job against the St. Henry run, which came in at better than 7 yards per carry, limiting St. Henry to 5 per carry tonight. But the Redskins have dominated field position and time on the clock.
Well, yeah, and Anna's got absolutely nothing going offensively since that first drive of the game.
And we summed it up in the pregame. Anna with 9 underclassmen in the starting offensive unit, 10 seniors for St. Henry. This is a very big St. Henry team. We've noted that when the two teams stand out there together at the line of scrimmage, the helmets from St. Henry seem to tower over the helmets from Anna.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They look. It looks like two different types of football teams. And you know, I mean, Anna's going to have a good season, but boy, when you play in the MAC, you're just going to run into this. And St. Henry might be the third best team, maybe the fourth best team in the MAC this year. And this is how good they are.
Yeah, that's how strong the Midwest Athletic Conference is. You've got Minster ranked number one in the state in Division 7. Coldwater and Marion Local, 1-2 in the first AP poll in Division 6. St. Henry, here tonight, ranked 7th in the state in D6. And you're right, Chuck, maybe only number 4, at least right now, in the MAC. But, wow, what a solid football team.
Coldwater is beating Minster 28-7 in the second quarter.
Ooh.
So that's showing that the top of the MAC is still the top of the MAC. Marion Local and Coldwater and then everybody else. But even the ones that are everybody else are pretty darn good.
Yeah. What was that score? Coldwater 28, Minster 7?
Yep, second quarter.
Wow. What's Anna got to do here in the second half of this game? Get the ball back from St. Henry, which will receive the third quarter kickoff. Get it back, and can Bixler throw the football?
I don't know. I mean, they need to come up with something. They need some screens. Take the pressure away a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe run Huelskamp a little bit more. But you can't just rely on the one kid. So, you know, they had the nice play to start the game. They had the kid open, went through his hands.
Yep.
After that, they have really not shown any penchant to move the football.
Yeah, you're right. Anna had a near touchdown pass completion in the opening series. And that series of plays ended with a 19-yard loss on fourth down, which gave St. Henry possession on the Anna side of the 50. And that flopped field position much of the first half. Anna never was able to get it back.
Well, St. Henry only ran the first two possessions they had were running from Anna's territory.
Right.
And they only gave up 7 points out of those two. I don't think defensively they're doing a horrible job.
No.
But I'll tell you what, that Niekamp kid, he sure can run.
Oh, yeah. And the quarterback is like a fullback or a tailback in disguise playing the QB spot.
Right. He's really struggled a little bit when he's got pressure on him,
right,
getting rid of the football. He's got to get out of the pocket.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll roll him out a little bit, but they probably don't have to throw the ball much in the second half.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine brings you our halftime report. It is 14-0 St. Henry over Anna. Our halftime guest, Nate Barhorst, boys basketball coach at Anna, coming up next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are at the half. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Anna. Anna Rockets trail the St. Henry Redskins by a score of 14-0 at intermission. I'm pleased to be joined by 8-year head boys basketball coach at Anna, Nate Barhorst. He's completed 7, looking forward to an 8th starting this November. Nate, glad to have you up here in the booth during the half of this game. The Anna band is now right in front of us facing the west side. Hopefully you can hear me. I can hear you.
It's a little loud right now, absolutely, but I can hear you. And thank you for having me on. It's always great to chum with you guys, that's for sure.
Superb campaign, as always, in boys basketball at Anna last year. 21-5 overall, and 3 of those setbacks could have been wins. 2 tight ones, a 1-pointer, a 2-pointer to Rushi, a buzzer beater, a 2-point loss to Versailles. Division I Purcell Marion. I say Division I because they surely
like it, that's for sure.
They sure look like a Division I program, yep, which beat you in a Division III district championship game.
District final championship, yep.
You lost to St. Henry on a Saturday night, yep, when you were in a funk for 3 quarters, made it close,
yes,
down the stretch. Those were your 5 losses, only 5 of them.
And 4 of those during the regular season were by a combined 8 points. Yeah. So it's just one of those things that, you know, there's other games that you did win. You know, you look back, well, you're fortunate you did. So you could tell, you know, the ones that we're in or the ones that we lost, we're definitely in, and we'll take that.
Tied for the Shelby County League Championship, won a sectional title. Talk about the seniors you will try to replace. Tough to replace those young men, very good 12th graders who graduated from Anna last spring.
Absolutely. Those 5 guys are going to be, very well missed. You know, when you got guys like Wyatt Bensman, Joel Cathcart, Mason Platfoot, and then Drew Broadman and Austin Foote. I mean, those 5 guys right there did a lot for our program and getting it back up to the pedestal that it's at. And, you know, And I think they really set the tone for, you know, the rest of our program, you know, to where we want it to be. And I think we've got a good crop of kids coming in again for next year, you know, led by Griffin Dosek, who's our lone senior, coming back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having only 1 senior coming back, you know, some people would say, woof, you know, not a lot of senior leadership there. But, you know, we think we've got a great junior class, you know, led by Bart Bixler and Riley Huelskamp. And we got some other guys off the JV team that we believe are going to be able to step up and give us some, fill in some big shoes for the roles that, some guys left behind when they graduated last year.
Oh, I like the looks of the junior varsity team last year. Very competitive squad, hustled hard. Anna JV's boys squad was in about every single game last season. Highlight this year's schedule. Any significant changes? Obviously, you play a dozen games in the Shelby County League, a conference which resulted in a three-way tie last year, 10-2, 10-2, 10-2, and a Fort Loramie and Rushi.
And I tell you what, the league is going to be just as tough, if not tougher, again this upcoming season. I mean, you're talking about, you know, some teams that were young last year in a Botkins, a team that, was under first-year head coach Mark Platfoot in Houston that I think is going to be improved.
Yep.
Everybody around the league, I think, is going to be improved in some way, some shape or form. You got Rushi coming back with a nice solid three or four seniors there too.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope that, you know, we can compete as well. And you just don't know until, you know, you lace up the shoes and you go out there and you get practicing. And you hope to God everybody stays healthy from football, you know, and you go out there and you give it your all.
And when you see Riley Hulskamp dart mm-hmm. to the line of scrimmage and get met solidly by two or three defensive players.
It scares the dickens out of you, doesn't it?
Do you cringe a little bit as
absolutely.
the head basketball coach?
I tell people I bring a rosary here to the games in Parade. That's for sure for some of these guys that we have out there. And we got quite a crew. And as you know, your athletes are going to be playing multiple sports.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
and that's the case in basketball. Your best athletes are playing two or three sports. And you got to have those kind of kids in your program that are willing to do that. You know, another kid that can't be out here because of shoulder surgery is Griffin Dosek. I mean, he was, mm-hmm. Had full intentions of playing this year, but due to the fact that he had that injury, you know, he can't be out here. He'd love to be out here, and I know he's in the stands rooting on his teammates, and I know he probably is just wishing he could help out in some way or form, but that's just not the case.
Nate Barhorst, 7-year boys basketball coach in Anna, heading into year number 8. These young men about whom you speak are superb student athletes, all of them excellent in the classroom as well. That is the first priority.
Absolutely. You know, I just had a conversation with a couple guys. Hey, how are the grades doing? That's our first and foremost is got to have those grades. You know, basketball is an extension of life, and that's only going to bring you so far until you have to bring the academics, you know, in the gear and have that your main, a priority.
Talk about your upcoming schedule. Obviously, 12 games in the league, the Shelby County mm-hmm. League, play each team twice, round robin.
Yep.
Outside league play, any uniquenesses to the schedule this year?
Well, you know, we play the same off-season, or I should say the same non-league foes like we normally do, and the Marion Local, who's going to be, a state returning team. It's going to be tough again. St. Henry's always going to be tough.
Versailles is away this year.
Over there at their place, and so even though they don't have the Arns boys there anymore, they still play hard. And so our schedule from top to bottom, no matter if it's in the league or non-league, is still going to be a very competitive one, and you got to be ready to come out and play each and every game.
What's the calendar like for basketball? When do you get to supervise practices for the first time?
Well, if you're talking about supervising practices, the 1st of November, I think it's okay. November 2nd, is our first official Friday that we're able to open up and actually practice. And so, scrimmages usually go about, I'd say, the week and a half after that. And then you're opening up in county, or I should say, yeah, we're opening up in county play against mm-hmm. Botkins then. And the end of November, I mean, that last Friday in November, we got to be ready to strap it up and play.
So. Yeah, Rushi might be a slight preseason favorite. Close, though, because Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Anna, I think are all in the hunt. Who knows? 9-3 this next coming season. Might be good enough to tie for the league championship.
Yeah, you just never know. You know, I think that's a fair assessment. You look at Jackson Center, they're going to be much improved with
yep.
the young kids that they had. I know they lose Sosby off of last year's team, but they always seem to reload, and Coach Elkert does a fantastic job over there. Alarming over the summer, we saw them. They play hard. They go hard, and, you're going to have your your guns ready against them, and of course Rushi, they're Rushi, and you know, they've done it year in and year out. Until somebody can knock them off, you've got to give them the credit, and mm-hmm. that's a fair assessment of pinning them as the ones to be favored.
Of course, Anna is in the Midwest Athletic Conference in football. You play a heavy dose of MAC teams in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the schedule, plus your Shelby County League foes, gets you ready for the tournament, right?
I think so. I say that year in and year out. You know, we run into, and I think people would probably agree, very stiff competition when you get into Division III, past, you know, into sectional finals, district, yep. regionals. It's been very tough the last 4 or 5 years to really advance against some of these very good teams. You know, people ask me, would you like to be in Division IV? You know what? It is what it is. The other thing you got to think about in Division IV is you're going to be playing those other teams that you've already played twice in the season. You know, I pick one. So that's the other thing you're battling.
Yeah, that sectional tournament at Piqua. Yeah, you meet clubs for a third time.
Yeah.
Boy, those are – the semis are head knockers.
It can get nitty-gritty.
Ooh, oh,
yep.
Wow.
No yeah. doubt about it.
But to tell you what, you're often able to sneak up on some opponents in Division III. Clubs may have better records than you in sectional play,
yeah.
but haven't played near the competition.
Right. We do find that a lot in our sectional play, where teams will have better records, but we'll go ahead and hop in their bracket because we know that, you know, we've been more challenged
yep.
and can pick off those teams. And we've done that in the past, so we're very happy with our schedule.
Nate Barhorst, our guest and a basketball coach heading into season number 8. In layman's terms, Nate, how would you describe your basketball coaching philosophy? What's the style of play offensively, defensively, and has it changed over the years at Anna?
Well, I feel that you have to be able to adapt to the personnel that you have on
okay.
the court. And you know
okay.
what? You don't want to go ahead and sway too much away from the philosophies that you've been ingrained with, that you grew up with, and that you want to instill in each each year. But obviously, you got to adapt. You know, there's going to be certain types of play calls that you're going to have different each year, and different players that you're going to want to stress to get the ball to.
Right.
But you know what? You try to find 5 players that you can put out on the court at the same time that are able to equally be able to score for you. And when you got that, you've got something pretty good, and you got every threat on the floor that possible. So.
Now, in exchange for this interview here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, Chuck and I need a couple of these Anna Green
polo. We'll hook you up.
A couple of these Anna Green polo shirts with the words Anna Basketball across
we
the
can
front.
I want you to wear those to every game, no matter where it's at then, Jack.
Every time you play a non-league foe, we'll make sure we wear them. Nate Barhorst, our guest here at the Half, coach of Anna Boys Basketball. Nate, thanks. Always good talking with you.
Yeah, good talking to you guys, too.
Yep. Look thanks. Forward to basketball in 2018-19 Anna Rockets. 14-0 St. Henry over Anna here at the Half. High school football on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, GoffeeNA, Furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? The in-between just south of Bodkin's, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., on Shuey Drive in Anna, it has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Anna Rockets will kick off to start the third quarter, trailing 14-0. Say, some of you may have heard of Brookins in Fort Loramie. For those of you who have not, and I'm sure there aren't many of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Brookins has many old local photos hanging on its walls beside the current ones of the sports teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to go for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh at Brookins. Carl Arns is now the man in charge. Dale and Joyce Barhorst owned and operated Brookins for 12 years. And Carl, like Dale and Joyce, puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Speaking of Fort Loramie, Chuck, do we have any updates on scores? I know at last report, Trotwood led Sydney 21-0.
Let me see what I got here.
Fort Loramie at one point, middle of the first half, was in front of Miami East 14-7.
They led 14-7 at the half. 28-7, Coldwater, Piqua, and Fairborn tied 14-14 at the half.
28-7, Coldwater over Minster at Coldwater. A very decisive score. And the number one ranked team in the state in Division 7 being thumped by number one Coldwater in Division 5.
Well, it was a team that was rebuilding. I mean, at Minster, when you rebuild, you're still pretty darn good, but they lost a lot of talent last year.
Sure did. Opening kickoff to start the third quarter of this game, returned by St. Henry from its 14-yard line out to the 34, a 20-yard return. Redskins up 14-0, start first and 10. Layfeld, the quarterback, play action, rolls to the right, being pursued, whips a bullet near side of the field, 12 yards down the gridiron, in the hands of the receiver and out. A good hit applied by Anna on the young man downfield for St. Henry, who nearly hauled it in. It was Jackson Heath, a 6'3 junior, and he was smacked just as the ball arrived. Interestingly, St. Henry has not thrown it too much tonight, Chuck. They have thrown it 3 or 4 times on first down.
Well, I like that fake and then the rollout. And at that time, Anna played it well, played the receivers well.
Second and 10, St. Henry. Toss sweep to the right to Niekamp. He may want to throw it from there. He elects to keep it. He runs out of real estate. Out of bounds he goes. He nudges it upfield for a short advance. It's going to be second down, or I should say third down, and every bit of 9 yards to go for a first down. We played 40 seconds here in the third quarter. St. Henry 14 and a nothing. St. Henry had a sizable advantage in plays run in the first half, and they're just adding to that differential right now. Opening moment, third quarter. Layfeld takes the snap. He puts the ball on his hip. Thought for a second about maybe a hitch pass in the left flat, held on to it, toted the ball forward for 4 or 5. It's 4th and 4 for St. Henry from the 40.
This will be St. Henry's first punt of the game.
I was going to ask you, Chuck, I think it's number one of the night.
Yeah, if they turned it over on downs twice.
Punt formation here for the St. Henry Redskins. Anna with two deep men back at the Rockets 25. Very slight breeze out of the north against the St. Henry punter, who sidewinds one down to about the 25. And, oh, what a tackle by St. Henry. blanketing coverage. Makes the hit on the return man, Richards, at about the 25 or 26. Let's give credit where it's due, Chuck.
That was Jackson Heath. He's the one that dropped the pass over on the sideline, made up for it. Muleskamp didn't get two steps before he had him collared.
It was Muleskamp on the return. Jackson Heath threw him down. Tremendous coverage by Heath. Well done. Terrific play. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. And Anna, like it's been all night long just about, except for the opening series, is backed up inside its own 30-yard line. Let's see what the Rockets offensively can muster here at the start of the third quarter, having forced St. Henry to go a three and out to start the second half. Bixler fakes the inside handoff, loops a pass, left side of the field. It is caught beyond the far hash mark. In front of the Anna bench, it was Murray, a wideout to the left side of the field. Good play action. Bixler faked dealing the ball to Muleskamp and then immediately lobbed it up for Murray between a cornerback and safety. He hauled it in at the 45.
That's a good start to the half for him.
First and 10, Anna. One receiver wide right. Man in motion, Richards. Bixler keeps right up the gut. He's got a sliver of an opening, and he darts through for five to the 49. Second and five coming up. Dalen Froning, who's been in on a few tackles tonight for St. Henry, made the stop there. Football about a length of the football, short of the 50. Second, a little more than five to go for Anna. Opening 2.5 minutes, third quarter. St. Henry leads 14-0. We have three receivers, trips to the right, the wide side of the field for the quarterback Bixler, who throws it this way. Richards behind the line, gets a block, cutback move, 45 of St. Henry, stays on his feet. Look at him go. He plods his way down the near sideline, lurches the football ahead to the 36 or 37 right in front of the Redskins bench. Well-designed play by Anna. Two throws, two first downs, Chuck.
Yeah, it's 34 yards. That's 4 yards less than they had total yardage in the first half.
Amazing. Well, we hinted during the halftime break, Anna might have to try some quick strikes through the air to slow down this rush of St. Henry's strong defensive line and linebackers. So far here in the third quarter, Anna's done it. Here's a running play, Muleskamp, and he's just spun around two or three times at the point of attack and decked. Might have picked up a half yard to the 34. Second down and nine. Zach Niekamp, who is the primary runner on offense for St. Henry, was in on that last tackle.
Well, when these smaller schools, your athletes play both ways.
Yes. Sometimes they play three ways, special teams, special teams as well. And multiple sports, as you heard Anna basketball coach Nate Barhorst talk about during our intermission break.
And some of the times the kids are cheerleaders and in the band.
Mm-hmm. Here's a deep drop of Bixler under pressure. He's going to have to eat it. He extricated himself from the first wave, but he couldn't free himself from the second wave, and he was sacked at the 37. Third down coming up for Anna in about 16 or 7. Well, no, not quite that much. Third and 11 or 12 to go for a first down. It was 5 yards off.
Well, Coach Luthman talked about how he wants to put pressure on him defensively, and
yep,
they've been doing it.
Mm-hmm. Shaking up player for St. Henry. Clock halts, 7:48 to go third quarter. 14-0 in favor of St. Henry over Anna. And we've got a momentary delay in our action. Anna players headed toward the Rockets bench on the far side.
Peyton Lang came off, but he came off on his own power.
Yeah,
I think he just got banged up a little bit.
Yeah, I think Lange's okay. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney, Ohio. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, high-quality furniture priced right to meet your budget. Third and more than 10 for Anna. St. Henry showing blitz pressure. Bixler rolls to the left. Here's a sprint draw to Muleskamp. Muleskamp busts over the line of scrimmage. Makes a nice advance down near the 30. Still short of a first down. It's going to be fourth down and at least three to go for Anna. It's four down territory, down 14-0. Nothing to lose here. 7 minutes left in the third. St. Henry up by two scores. Rockets to the line of scrimmage immediately. Fourth down, more like four to go for a first down. Seven, eight men near the box for St. Henry on defense. Hillscamp alongside Bixler in the offensive backfield. Leininger and Richards split wide right. Here is Bixler in the pocket, looks right, can't find anybody. He's going to be sacked, makes a late pitch off on the play to Hillscamp. Hillscamp took the short dump, surged ahead, got close to a first down and made it. Boy, at the 25.
What a strong play by Bixler. Ooh. That time. They had him dead to rights.
Little Bart Bixler was wrapped up by three or four white jerseys, alertly, somehow, some way, with super awareness. Dealt the ball forward, a little tap pass to Hillscamp. Hillscamp garnered about five, maybe six, picked up the first down inside the St. Henry 25. You talk about improvisation at its best. Bixler keeps it on first and 10 for Anna, and he's turned around and swung to the turf at the 24. Hard hit on the play.
He's taken a couple of shots tonight.
Yep, sure has.
He is a tough kid.
Little number four popped right up off the ground, though. He's back at QB calling signals on second down and nine. He might have gained one in the last play. We played half the third quarter, 14-0 St. Henry. Anna threatening. Rockets' second serious threat of this game. Opening drive was a good one. Two receivers right. Here is Bixler faking the sweep to Hillscamp. Bixler keeps around left end, and he's toppled at the 21 or 22. That is a stellar open field defensive play.
I'm trying to get the number. I think it's five. Yep.
Froning on the hit. We've mentioned his name repeatedly.
Heck of a tackle.
Yeah, sure was. Third and nine, no gain for Bixler. 5:13 to go third quarter. Anna can get a first down, down around the 14-yard line. Two receivers to the right. Bixler sends a man in motion. He fakes the handoff. Bixler keeps. Look at that cavity open up. Bixler right through the hole. He charges ahead. Bart Bixler to the 10. First down and a goal to go. What a run by Bixler. A quick hitter through the middle.
They just look like they're clicking offensively now. That they're really starting to roll a little bit offensively.
Line of scrimmage is the 10. It's goal to go for Anna. Rockets cannot get a first down in the field of play. They've got to score in four plays. Bixler calls his number again. It's a quarterback draw. Wide open space. Huge hole. Bixler's gone. He takes it to the house for the touchdown.
Yeah, you couldn't have asked for a better first drive of the third quarter for the Rockets.
Offensive line for Anna was very stout up front. What an effort by the Rockets along the line of scrimmage. Super job in the middle. Isaac Dodds at center. Farley at a guard, Luthman at a guard, and Billing and Steinke Ellinger at the tackles. They paved the way for Bart Bixler, who had some nice gallops. What about 13 yards and then 10 more for the touchdown? Here is the extra point try by Stewart, a straightaway kicker. He swings the foot and knocks it right between the uprights, and we've got a ball game. 4:42 left here in the third quarter. St. Henry went three and out to start the second half. And then the Anna Rockets on about a 6.5-minute drive. 14-7 St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. office so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
The return of the Anna kickoff by St. Henry from the 16, back out over the 25. Very good coverage by Anna. And the Rockets are fired up. As you noted, Chuck, what a way to start the third quarter with your first possession of the half.
Well, the momentum's changed definitely in Anna's favor right now. They need to keep playing defense.
And now St. Henry tries to swing the mow back in its favor with an offensive surge, a time-consuming drive here, leading by just 7 now. Toss sweep to the left. Anna's all over it. And the ball carrier is hit hard behind the line. He's dropped. No gain.
That was a Jeffrey Richards, boy. He just put a hit on him.
Richards came into the game with 22 tackles, leading the way for Anna this year. And he's rolled up several more here tonight. He put a jolt into the midsection of Niekamp. He was stacked up second down and 10.
If you were showing a film on how to tackle, that would be something you'd want to show kids.
Yeah, Richards earlier in the game had a somersaulting hit.
Second down and 12, Redskins.
When he took a St. Henry runner and yanked his feet up in the air. Here's a loose football. It's on the ground. A wild scramble for it at the point of attack at the 25. The Rockets say they've got it. The Redskins say they've got it. The official in on the pile signals St. Henry possession. Right at the 25-yard line. No, wait a minute.
They're still talking it over.
I don't think anybody knows. Anna motions, St. Henry motions. The men in stripes confer.
How can you not know as the official?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think I've seen this before, Chuck. In fact, the referees converge, and they signal Anna football. Don't think the St. Henry bench is too pleased with that. Not only did St. Henry put it on the ground, the officials quite indecisive. Anna signaled right away. The Rockets had it. Of course, the Redskins waved their direction. And it might have been one of those cases, Chuck, where Anna had it. Maybe St. Henry was trying to grab it away as the officials peeled people off the top of the stack.
I don't have a problem with them talking it over as long as they got it right.
Yeah. Anna possession after the fumble. Boy, it's been a poor start to the second half offensively for St. Henry. 3 plays of punt, 2 plays of fumble. Anna now within 25 yards of tying the game.
Timeout.
We're late in the third quarter, 3:48 to go. Anna, a little confused at the line of scrimmage, takes a timeout. Rockets will have 2 remaining. St. Henry has its full complement of 3. Anna Rockets always find a way to give the favored St. Henry Redskins a real tussle. No difference here tonight. Redskins up a score in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, bringing you high school football and scores, broadcast.com. Bixler in trouble at his 25, wants to throw. He's back to pass. He averts tacklers. He's not sacked. He stays on his feet. He hustles around left end, and he makes a positive play. Very close to a first down, Chuck. He's down around the 15-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 25. I think the chain is advanced, is it not?
Can't tell. I think they're gonna measure. Tell you what, that was a pump fake to Hewell's camp, and then when Hewell's, the defender did not bite on it, so Bixler made a great choice, because if he would have gone ahead and thrown that, it was going to be picked off.
No question. And Bart Bixler's feet are right now Anna's primary offense. At the end of the scoring drive moments ago, Bixler ran the last 23, a gain of 13, a gain of 10. Here, another plus 10. So that's what, 10, 10, 13. That's close to 35 yards in the last three plays for Bixler. He's been the leading rusher on the season for Anna, even better than Riley Hielskamp.
Yeah, he got nothing in the first half. I mean, he was just getting pounded when he tried to run the football. And all of a sudden, instead of trying to run that quarterback draw, they're letting him roll out a little bit, look for the pass, so it's a run-pass option. He's doing a good job of reading the defense.
He gained about 9 yards and 2 feet on the last play. So it's second down and a foot for Anna at about the 15-yard line of St. Henry with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. And St. Henry leading 14-7, but a very good beginning of the second half for Anna, which has wiped out half of St. Henry's lead. And after the St. Henry fumble, Anna is trying to tie this game up. Here's an end sweep by Hielskamp. Hielskamp stays on his feet behind his blockers, and he's upset, but he got down to about the 11 or 12. Riley slow getting up. He advanced it for a couple or three, and the ball's marked back at the 13. So it's a minimal gain. Second down and 8.
That was the first down.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, he only needed about a half a yard.
You're right. The previous run by Bixler came up short. So that is a first down for Anna. Productive play. Line of scrimmage, the 13. It's not a goal-to-go situation. Bixler fakes the toss, sweep to the left, keeps. Angles over right guard. He squeezed to the ground at the 10 or 11. He knifed for 2. Second down, 8 for Anna. Down to 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. St. Henry 14, Anna 7.
Fort Loramie leads Miami East 21-7 with 6:48 left to go in the game.
Ooh.
That is a big win for Loramie if they hang on to that.
Oh, my. If Fort Loramie wins that and then wins out in the week cross-county conference, Redskins will get a home game in the postseason. Here's a handoff on the play to Hielskamp. Hielskamp tries to angle between left guard and tackle, nudges down to about the 6, maybe the 5. He is still about 2.5 yards short of a first down. The middle of that St. Henry line stacked him up on the play. In there on the hit for St. Henry, Seifring kept Hielskamp from getting inside the 5 and a first down. Third down for Anna. Rockets need close to 3 for a first down. They're in 4-down territory. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Man in motion, Richards. He's faked the handoff by Bixler, and then Bixler dives to the line of scrimmage. He lost the football. It's loose. It's on the ground. It's down near the goal line. If Anna recovers, it's a big break. Did St. Henry plop on it?
Anna recovered it, and I think it turned it into a first down.
It sure did, Chuck. It's got to be a first down, it appears.
Wow.
Bixler or Hielskamp was drilled at the 6. The ball flew free. Somehow, someway, an Anna offensive lineman jumped on the pigskin at about the 1.5. It's goal to go for Anna.
I'm going to tell you that it was Anthony Billing that fell on it.
What a heads-up play by Billing. Because Anna was going to be facing a fourth down had the Rockets not picked up a first down and that fumble ahead. It's goal to go from the 2. Here is Bixler giving to Hielskamp between right guard and center. He's got an avenue. Touchdown. He's in the end zone. 14-13. St. Henry's lead trimmed to 1.
Wow.
What a comeback for the Rockets here in the third quarter.
Well, we talked about 35-16 plays run more by St. Henry in the third quarter now with 1:33 to go. St. Henry has run 4 plays in the third quarter.
You talk about a momentum shift, and now Stewart is on for the very crucial game-time extra point for Anna. 14-13, St. Henry by 1. Final minute and a half, third period. All-important hold is coming up here by the Rockets. The ball is down, the kick by Stewart. It looks pretty good. It is inside the left upright by 5 or 6 feet. He's got it. We are knotted. Third quarter, all Anna. Rockets will kick off to St. Henry in a moment. 14-14 tie. 1:33 to go in the third on scores, broadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Anna kicks off to the 10. St. Henry returns far side of the field. Anna uses the boundary well, flushing the return man into the Anna bench up around the 24, 25-yard line.
25-yard,
15-yard return. Chuck, I hearken back to the pregame comments from St. Henry coach Brad Luthman. He said, yep, we're 3-0. We've beaten three clubs, which are right now, after 3 weeks, a combined 1-8.
Right.
We know that. This Anna team certainly has got more talent, far more grit than any club that St. Henry's played to date.
Well, depending on how this game ends, but St. Henry can look at that first half and think they should have been up at least three scores, possibly four.
Right. It is Niekamp surging on the first play on this series for St. Henry, and he barrels over the 25 to the 28, second down and seven for the Redskins.
They need to go back to what they do well, and that's run him out of the offense, out of that I formation.
Stewart, who kicked the extra point for Anna to tie the game at 14, made the tackle from his linebacking spot on the last play. Second down and seven, St. Henry. Final minute, third quarter, game tied. Layfield at quarterback, short drop, throws into the right flat. Yes, complete over the 30. Anna makes a very good hit in the sideline area before the receiver could get to the first down post. Isaac Leininger with another textbook tackle. Anna's made numerous ones in this game. Possession play, third and two for St. Henry. Line of scrimmage, the Redskins 32-and-a-half. They must get to the 34-and-a-half for a first down. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Two tight ends for St. Henry. I formation, Layfield under center. You can bet it will go to Niekamp. It does, right guard. He digs hard. He might have coughed up the football. Anna stripped it. Anna stripped it. And a recovery at the St. Henry 35. You talk about momentum swings. Anna's got it all going for itself right now. Another takeaway by the green and white.
He had the first down, and somebody, I couldn't get a number, but somebody put a helmet right on the ball and knocked it out. It was a great play.
Niekamp made the leather a little vulnerable. He lunged with that ball up around his chest or neck area, trying to get the last couple feet.
And Mike Muehlfeld is doing the PA tonight, and he said that the hit and recovery was Brandon Shannon.
Way to go, Shannon, for Anna. Beautiful defensive play. Well, Anna has come up with a couple of big takeaways here in the third quarter against St. Henry, and the Rockets now are 35 yards away from taking the lead. Oh, it's a handoff to Hulskamp, then a lateral back to Bixler. He's got a man in the end zone, 7 yards deep. He lunges, it's Richards. It's off his fingertips, incomplete.
What a great call. And I'll tell you what, that was about a foot from being the lead, and that would have really demoralized St. Henry.
And that was a super call after the takeaway.
The old flea flicker.
And St. Henry was beaten. Redskins were outmanned in the end zone. Leininger had a step and a half on the defensive back. Ball just a hair long, not much more than a few inches beyond the fingers of Leininger. And here's one of those CSX trains barreling through behind Booster Field at the moment. 3 seconds to go. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Second and 10 for Anna from the St. Henry 35. Bixler rolling right. It's a draw to Hulskamp. He cuts it back. He's got a nice gain. He stays on his feet. Inside the 30, 31, and then a late spurt to the 27 or 8. It looked like Hulskamp might be denied in the area of the line of scrimmage. It will be third and two for Anna when the fourth quarter starts. We are tied at 14. Entertaining, exciting game here at Booster Field in Anna tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. It's the most valued agency in the region, has been for multiple years now. Barker Insurance, 9040 North County Road 25A, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. The Rockets on 3rd and 2 run it right up the gut between guard and tackle at Jules Camp, and he chugs for the first down to the 20-yard line.
7 first downs now here in the second half for the Rockets.
St. Henry zip, right? None?
Yeah, they don't have a first. They do not have a first down.
Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Anna trying to end this drive with a touchdown to take the lead. Here's a play right up the gut. It's Jules Camp again. He is met shoulder to shoulder at the 20, or I should say at the 18-yard line, by the tackler Froning for St. Henry, denying forward progress for Jules Camp. He wedged out only 2.5. Second down, better than 7 to go for a first down from the St. Henry 18. Opening 40 seconds, fourth quarter, game tied at 14. Richards flank left for Bixler. He's in the spread, fakes the handoff to Jules Camp. Bixler keeps, and he dialed his number maybe one too many times. St. Henry is alert, and they throttle Bixler at the 19. He might have lost a yard. Yep, St. Henry finally, Chuck, is going to school on that play.
Well, yeah, they stopped at that time. That's the first time they've stopped at this half.
Yes. 3rd and 9 for the Rockets. Player shaken up. We'll have a delay. 10:50 to go in the fourth. We are even at 14. Who would have thought the way we were talking about St. Henry at the half, Chuck, could have been leading, as you say, by maybe 3 or 4 scores over Anna. It was a decisive 14-0 advantage, especially in terms of statistics.
Well, stat, they had 186 yards in the first half. Anna had 38. But they put the ball on the ground twice. Both of them turned into Anna scores.
Yep, you don't win the turnover battle in the game of football. You simply have a very hard time winning, except maybe for the Cleveland Browns.
Who they have a great time tying, though.
6 takeaways against the Steelers. Pittsburgh took it away from Cleveland once.
Yeah.
I think it was, what, the second time in 10 years that the team with a 5 turnover takeaway advantage didn't win the football game in the NFL?
I have a feeling that we're going to see Baker Mayfield pretty soon for that offense. Their defense is pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think Cleveland will probably win several games and turn that AFC North upside down before it's over.
I think it's pretty balanced.
Yes, it is. Yep. Yep, we have a shaken up and a player at about the 20-yard line, and we are at 10:50 left here in the fourth quarter of a 14-14 ball game, a 14-14 ball game, I should say. St. Henry dominated the first two quarters after Anna moved the ball down the field on its first possession and came up empty. Then it was all St. Henry for the next 21 minutes of the 24-minute first half. The third quarter was totally one-sided, though, in favor of Anna, which took the ball away from St. Henry twice. And now Anna will begin this next play from the 19.5-yard line of St. Henry, facing a 3rd and 9. Richards flank left. Bixler is back at the 24. Hulskamp staggered behind him. Rockets in 4-down territory, I would think. Although if you get 5 or 6 here, you might try Stewart for a 3-point lead.
He's got a good leg. I think he probably would have the length. But I don't think at 37 they're going to try it.
Right. Inside handoff, Yulskamp. Outside right tackle. He squirms down to about the 15. He's piled up right there. It's going to be 4th and 6 for Anna. With 10:19 to go in the fourth quarter. And here comes the field goal team, just as we talk about it.
Now the 15, 25, it's going to be a 32-yard attempt.
Well, the run by Yulskamp, Chuck, was designed to go right back toward the middle of the gridiron.
Well, that's where you want it.
Uh-huh. And Stewart, I think, is pretty much a straight-on kicker, is he not?
Yeah.
The hold will come from Bixler at the 22.5-yard line. We'll call it a 33-yard field goal by Stewart. And the lines are down. The whistle blows before the snap. Let's see what we've got.
Delay of game.
The
problem was he had to change shoes.
Yes.
Oh, they got the timeout before.
Split half second before the 5-yard penalty came. The Rockets did get a timeout. Now, Anna has used 2 of its 3 in this half. So the Rockets still have an opportunity to boot the 33-yard field goal for the lead. Now, I looked out of the corner of my eye, Chuck. I think the kick, which he did get off as the whistle was blowing just previously, was wide to the right.
Yeah, he missed it. He missed it right. But I'll be back. They're selling their hamburgers for $1 now, and I'm hungry.
So if you missed the first one, does that give you more confidence on the second one?
Or you just write
that up?
I think that he's got more time now because he was really rushing to get out there to get it. I think that's going to help him, but he's got the leg. Let's just see if he's got the accuracy.
You're right. The initial kick was in hurry-up mode. Anna more relaxed now. Field goal, a 33-yarder. Bixler will spot it down at the 23. It's a good snap from center. The kick by Stewart is short into the right. It's no good.
I thought you had a better chance to pick up 6 yards than to make a field goal there. That's not critiquing. That's just my opinion.
Well, the St. Henry Redskins take over the football at about their own 14 or 15-yard line.
No, I think it goes
20, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it goes
touchback.
To the 20.
You're right, touchback. St. Henry at the 20 with 9:38 to go in the fourth. Redskins and Rockets tied up at 14. Under center, Layfeld. St. Henry's had the ball for only, this is the 5th play in this half, and it's an in sweep by Niekamp, and he busts a long one, and he's going to take it to the house, I think. Anna with a shoestring tackle at the 10-yard line. Niekamp broke it for 70. What a run by Niekamp. He was going to go off tackle, then said, nope, I'm going to spring it to the outside. No one was home for Anna.
I'll tell you what, Jeffrey Richards ran him down from the opposite side of the field.
Yep. It looked like to me at about the 40-yard line, it was clear sailing for Niekamp, and Richards came zooming in from nowhere to make a touchdown saving tackle. Goal to go, St. Henry at the 10. Credit Niekamp for 70 on that play. Toss sweep, Niekamp right side, cuts it back. No, it's Fishball. Fishball down inside the 5, running to the pylon, stacked up. Might have been Jay Kanapke, number 2.
It was number 3.
It was 3. That was Cody Bruggeman.
Yep. Yeah, Niekamp, after his 70-yard run, needed a little drink of water.
I think so.
We'll let him have that.
Goal to go, St. Henry from the 2, second down. 8:54 left to go in the third quarter, or I should say the fourth quarter. I formation, under center, the QB. Layfeld gives it. Niekamp, right tackle. He's got room. He squeezes out the final 2. He's got a touchdown. No, he doesn't. It's marked for play at the 1-foot line. 3rd and inches for St. Henry.
Wow.
Anna trying to play stout football on this goal-to-go situation. I thought for sure Niekamp had stretched it out far enough, but nope. The linesman marked it for play inside the 1. 3rd and goal.
Somebody needs to shoot a gap on the defense, but I think it'll be a quarterback sneak.
Layfeld under center, gives to Niekamp, who goes in standing up over left tackle. Touchdown, St. Henry. Driving through was Niekamp, unabated. 20-14, St. Henry. all set up on the 70-yard run from scrimmage by Niekamp of St. Henry. And then he tacks on the 6 points to give the Redskins the lead, 20-14.
Well, again, the momentum, which would all Anna, just turned right back around.
Extra point try by Tiemann, soccer-style kicker. Anna nearly blocked it. Kick by Tiemann is good. He just got it away. Richards nearly got fingers on that football. He came within a few inches of deflecting that kick by Tiemann, which did sail between the posts. He's got it. St. Henry 21, Anna 14. 8 minutes to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Barker Insurance on County Road 25A, 9040 North County Road 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna, will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others, Barker Insurance, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker. And that is for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Tell the Barkers that you heard about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff return by Anna to the 32. And the Rockets need a 68-yard drive in the final 8 minutes of the fourth quarter to draw even again. Having tied it at 14, Anna saw St. Henry get a quick strike. Just a several-play touchdown drive for the Redskins from their own 20. A 70-yard run, but Niekamp set it up. Here's a herky-jerky run by Huelskamp of Anna. He was met at the line of scrimmage, got beyond the linebackers, was nearly tackled, and then swerved to the outside. And Niekamp goes for better than 20. He might have run, Chuck, about 40 on the play. What a run by Huelskamp. It is amazing. You could never be surprised what this kid can do.
He kind of dipped his shoulder in, brought the defense in, and then he turned the corner on him. He is one fast kid.
From the St. Henry 48, Anna's got it first and 10. 7:48 to go in the game. Anna down 7. Inside handoff, it's Huelskamp over right tackle. And he managed to squirt for 2 or 3. Looked like he was going to be tackled at the 48. He got to the 45 and a half. Second down, better than 7 to go for a first down for Anna. Rockets have one timeout remaining, St. Henry 3. Under 7 and a half to go in this game. It has turned into a thriller. Very entertaining and exciting. Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Momentary delay from the official. It's been very penalty-free, Chuck. It's been clean.
There's been three penalties in the whole game, none in the second half.
Slot left, Richards. Snap back to Bixler at his 49. Fakes the pitch out to Huelskamp. Bixler keeps. No room inside. Goes outside. Makes a late tap pass ahead to Huelskamp. And it's batted, nearly picked off, incomplete, knocked out of bounds. Boy, that was a dangerous maneuver by Bart Bixler.
Yeah, well, he saw Huelskamp out there. He didn't realize that there was a couple of 6'6 kids in front of him.
Oh, boy.
That was a Johnny Manziel improvised play.
Yep. I've seen Bart Bixler make that move in basketball. It's worked.
Yeah.
He'll get it to the post that way. He tried to deliver it downfield several yards to Huelskamp. St. Henry deflected the ball out of bounds. So it's 3rd and 8 for Anna at the 46 of St. Henry. 8 in the box for the Redskins. Here's a sweep left side, Richards. He's got blockers in front, stays on his feet, powers to the 45. He keeps plodding. He got to the 40. 4th and 2 coming up for Anna. Who knows? This next play could decide the ballgame.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt.
6:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Fourth down and about 4 feet for Anna at the St. Henry 39. Rockets to the line of scrimmage right now. 8 men in the box for St. Henry. Anna's got one timeout left. St. Henry has all three. Two receivers to the right for Bixler. He's in the spread back at the 45. Here's the snap to Bart. Fake on the play to Richards. Hand off to Hulskamp. Outside right tackle. He's got daylight. Hulskamp might go. 20, 15. St. Henry chasing. They won't catch him. Wow. Hulskamp's gone. Touchdown. Riley Hulskamp. 39-yard dart to the end zone by Riley.
You are watching a young offense grow up right before your eyes.
Wow. On fourth and a couple, St. Henry had to know what was coming. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Bixler faked it to Richards. Bixler didn't keep the football and run it like he has many times tonight. He gave it to Hulskamp, and the blocking was crisp at the line of scrimmage. And Hulskamp had daylight immediately. Here's Stewart for the extra point to tie the game. It's 21-20. The kick by Stewart looks good. It's right down Main Street. He's got it. In the middle, center cut. Excellent kick by Stewart. And we are knotted once again. Did Anna score too soon? St. Henry's got 6 minutes on the clock. We are knotted at 21. A thriller here at Booster Field on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Well, Chuck and I were just remarking here on the west side of Booster Field, this has turned into one heck of a Midwest Athletic Conference showdown. People thought it could be a pretty good game. St. Henry clearly the favorite with its size and experience advantage. Kickoff by Anna to the 14. Run by Niekamp all the way across the field. Anna follows him and helmets him down. Short return by Niekamp. He brought it back about 8 yards. That was all. First and 10, St. Henry. Inside, it's 25. Anna, you know, Chuck, will be trying to strip that football away.
Well, they need to tackle because that's what happened on that 70-yard run. They reached for the ball, and the first guy missed, and he was gone.
Very good point. 6 minutes, 6 seconds remaining, fourth quarter. Anna 21, St. Henry 21. Riley Hulskamp just tied the game up for Anna. Or I should say, he cut the St. Henry lead to one with a 39-yard scamper to the end zone. Stewart tacked on the point. Here's Layfeld throwing downfield. Play action, rolling out to his right. He is being pursued. He tries to deliver down the field to the wideout. Konapke off his fingertips. Ball was thrown wide of the mark at the 38-yard line.
I like that. They roll him out, and I like that flood pass. He had three receivers, short, medium, and long. And I think he picked the wrong one because he could have thrown the ball medium for a first down.
I think so too, Chuck. Anna did put a little bit of pressure on Layfeld. The pass was open, but like Chuck noted, maybe the wrong receiver was spotted. Here's Layfeld to the line of scrimmage. He keeps. He blasts up the middle. He high-steps his way to the 28-29.
That was Niekamp again. They got him back here in the Wildcat.
Yep, that was. You're so right. Oh, is he dangerous from that spot? He simply jumped over a few green shirts.
He's dangerous if he's sitting on the sideline getting a drink.
Third and four for St. Henry from the Redskins 29 with 5.5 to go in the game. We're tied at 21.
Same formation.
Yep, three receivers to the right for Niekamp. He's going to keep. Patiently running to the line of scrimmage, using discipline, wants a block to open up. There's no hole. He is dropped for a loss at the 27.
And that was Richards again. I'll tell you what, that kid's getting himself a sandwich at the end of this game.
He's got about 35 solo tackles in 4 weeks of football for the Anna Rockets. Richards has been outstanding. One clinic-like tackle after another all evening long.
I'll tell you, he took down the best player on the field one-on-one right there. He doesn't make that tackle, it's first down.
St. Henry to punt from its own 10. Here's the kick away. Excellent kick.
Gee, wow. Yes.
It is over everybody for Anna. It hits at the 31. Fortunately for the Rockets, it took a sideways bounce.
Would have gone the other way. They would have been inside their own 10.
Yes, you're so right. That was a soaring kick by the St. Henry Redskins. That thing was smashed into oblivion. What a boot downfield by St. Henry. Job well done. And as a result, Anna is backed up at its own 26. Could have been worse, as Chuck noted. Had that ball continued to bounce right along the hash, it might have gone down inside the 15 or 10. So it's first and 10 for the Rockets. Line of scrimmage is at the Anna 26 officially, with 4:42 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Here come the Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Bixler at the 21-yard line. Fakes the inside handoff, then gives it to the man going wide. I think it's Davies, caught by the shoulders and jerked to the ground right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Rockets inserted Davies into the offensive running play there, trying to use a little diversity against St. Henry, but he was spied on nicely. It was Kanapke who tracked him across field. Play might have gone for a loss of a foot or two. 4 minutes to go in this game. Keep in mind, we had overtime here a couple years ago, and St. Henry won in double OT by 7. Bixler wants to throw. Here's a long bomb near side for Richards. A spectacular catch by Richards at the St. Henry 45.
Gee whiz.
That was NFL style. Jeffrey Richards with maybe a catch, Chuck, which will hold up as the catch of the entire season here on scoresbroadcast.com.
That was an amazing catch right there.
Wow.
That was good defense. Good defense.
Oh, tremendous D by St. Henry. Richard just followed the ball. He knew where it was going. Bixler threw it up there for him and said, "My man, go get it." Richards climbed the ladder and made a terrific reception at the St. Henry 45. First and 10 for Anna.
Playing both sides of the ball. Boy, defensively he's been amazing, and now offensively becoming a contributor.
Man in motion at Jules Camp. He gets the handoff outside right end. Stays on his feet. He swerves down inside the 40 to the 38 or 39. 3:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Clock a factor. Anna one timeout. St. Henry three timeouts. 21-21 tie. Boy, the chemistry Bart Bixler has with his running backs and receivers is uncanny.
This is a team that is growing up.
Anna Rockets to the line of scrimmage. It's Bixler looking to his coaches. He's got Hulskamp staggered behind him. Snap back to Bixler. Give to Hulskamp right up the gut. And he pounds for about 4. Line of scrimmage, the 34 of St. Henry. He needed just 2 for a first down, and he got twice that. First and 10 Rockets, 34-yard line of St. Henry.
12 first downs in the second half now for the Rockets.
My goodness. St. Henry's got 1 on the, 70-yard running play to the 10. That's probably about it.
That was it, yep.
Yep. 2.5 to go. Boy, Anna wants to end this game with it in possession of the football. We're all the way down to 2.5 minutes to go. Receiver to the right. He's in motion on first and 10. Up the middle goes Hulskamp. He spins. He tries to sidestep a man at the 32. Might have fallen forward for a gain of a couple. That's all.
At Coldwater, Minster has come back. They trail 28-20 now in the fourth quarter.
Oh, nice rally by Minster. If you're ranked number 1 in the state in D7, it's going to take a lot from Coldwater to knock you out.
To knock you out the way they were knocking them out at 28-7.
Right.
And a huge win by Lormie on the road at Miami East, 21-7.
Yep, that puts the Redskins in the driver's seat in the Cross County Conference with consecutive victories over Covington and Miami East. And here's Anna going right up the gut. Fake sweep to the left of Hulskamp. Was that Bixler who kept the
Bixler
football?
Bixler kept it. He only got a couple, though.
He sneaked for 2, got to the 30. Third down for Anna. 6 yards to go for a first down. It's four down territory. Rockets need 3 yards on two straight plays. A minute 22 to go in the game. St. Henry with three timeouts left. Tell you what, Chuck, if Anna doesn't score two plays from now or at the end of this drive, we've got OT on our hands. In motion across the formation, Bixler doesn't deliver it to Yulskamp. It's kept by Bixler. He might have lost the football. A green shirt tries to get it. Did a white shirt get it? And a possession, fourth down coming up.
Calling him down.
Bixler's knee was on the turf. The play might have gained a couple feet. Fourth and five for Anna. 50 seconds to go in the game. Anna's got one timeout left. We're tied up at 21.
I think you call it right now so you get the exact play that you want and the exact personnel you want out there.
Rockets are slow in bringing this play in.
9 seconds on the play clock.
Yep, it's winding down. Bixler in the spread. They need 4 or 5. It's a double handoff in the offensive backfield. End sweep to the left, and St. Henry stops it. Redskins take over. 23 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
I don't mind the call.
Well, Anna gave the ball to Richards. He has been spectacular all night long. St. Henry
stayed home.
Yes, they sure
absolutely
did. St. Henry had a cornerback and a linebacker on this side of the field who were in the vicinity of the hash mark, and Richards simply could not get the corner turned. In fact, the Redskins offensive quarterback, Sam Layfeld, was out here on this side of the field, and he patrolled it.
That's a hard thing to do when you see the sweep going away from you. The natural thing to do is to chase it. They're going to take a knee. They're going to say, let's play overtime.
It was a heck of a call by Anna, but St. Henry defensed it, and the Redskins take a knee on first and 10 with 20 seconds to go from the St. Henry 26, and we are going to end regulation with a tie score at 21.
Wow.
It has been a terrific high school football game in the Midwest Athletic Conference here tonight from Booster Field in Anna. And we go OT. And, Chuck, I forget how this works. 25-yard line for possession?
25 in high school.
Yep.
And they have a coin toss. You got a choice of defense. If you win it, you got defense or offense. You always want to go defense because you want to know what you have to get. But they're going to go for 25. You can get a first down. You can score defensively. If you intercept a pass, you can score defensively. What else is there? If nobody scores, or if the score is tied at the end of this overtime, then they go to the second one, and it's just reversed. Whoever starts with the ball now will play defense first in the second one. There's no more coin tosses.
And there's no clock.
Each team gets one timeout.
Right, okay.
There is no clock. There is a play clock, but no game clock.
And an overtime is constituted by a possession for each team, correct? That constitutes
yes,
the overtime.
No matter what happens on this one, whoever has the ball, the other team will get the ball and have a chance to tie it up. I think it is about a million times better than the NFL's.
Uh-oh.
They made it better by doing the kick a field goal and win it. So they did make their overtime better, but it's still not as exciting as this in the college.
No, I still think the NFL overtime needs improvement, further work. Well, this overtime may take my voice.
Well, you get 2 weeks off now, or another
yes,
week off. So that's
right.
Good.
We've got no contest next week here on scoresbroadcast.com. We return to action, Piqua at Sydney, 2 weeks from tonight. Piqua at Sydney, 2 weeks from this evening. Kickoff at 7. We're online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com 2 weeks from this evening at 6:35 p.m. with Piqua at Sydney. And, man, was that a thrilling game last year.
It was a great game.
At Piqua, won by Sydney by a point.
Piqua went for two.
34-33, Sydney.
Piqua went for two with about 8 seconds to go. They scored, went for two. Got stopped. Sydney won it by a point.
Yep.
And Andre Gordon was a monster in that game.
Yeah, he sure was. Yep. Justice, the Anna Rockets have had several heroes in this game. St. Henry totally outplayed Anna in the first half. Anna totally outplayed St. Henry in the second half. And again, that first down count in the second half, Chuck, what is it, about 15 to 1?
They got one. St. Henry has one first down. That was that 70-yard run. Other than that, they didn't get it. And they have 14 at 11, so it's 11 to 1.
11 to 1. And first downs in the second half in favor of Anna. It was 14-0 St. Henry at the halftime break. Anna rallied to tie it at 14. St. Henry went up 21-14, aided by a 70-yard run from scrimmage by Niekamp. He eventually punched it in to give St. Henry a 21-14 lead. Then a very good drive by Anna to close out the game, featuring a 39-yard scamper to pay dirt from Riley Hillscamp. Thiemann and Stewart have successfully added all three extra points for their respective teams. And we now play overtime with the game tied at 21 here on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
St. Henry won the toss. They have chosen to play defense. Anna then gets to choose which end of the field they want to go to. They're going to go down to. It's not like you got a in a you got to, don't have a student section like you do in college, so it doesn't really matter truly which end you go to.
Yeah, there's really no wind.
No, the flags are dead set down.
Yep, they're limp. No breeze advantage. Anna will move the football first from the 25-yard line to the north end zone. And, Chuck, I'm mistaken. I said 25. It's actually the 20.
I agreed with you. So
as I revisit overtime for the first time in quite some time. Ball marked for play at the 20. In the college game, it's the 25.
Yes.
Yeah. So Anna's got four plays to get a first down at the 10. Of course, if Anna scores or doesn't score, St. Henry gets a possession. And if you cough it up on a turnover, you lose your possession completely here in overtime. Here's the snap back to Bixler, end run to the left. The corner is turned by Richards, who stays on his feet. St. Henry tries to jerk the ball away from him, can't do it. Richards swings his body down inside the 15 to maybe the 13.
Tell you what, he did a great job of not giving that ball up because the defender had both hands on the ball. And tried to pull it away.
Yep, St. Henry went for the football first. The initial couple tacklers went high for the leather, didn't get it. Hillscamp between right guard and tackle on second and three. He knifes inside the 10. He's down to about the 8. It's goal to go for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 8. Richards picks up 7. Hillscamp 5. Goal to go, Anna. Hurry up offense. Bixler, Hillscamp through the middle, breaks a tackle, breaks another. He might go. He's near the goal line. He's got it. What a run. Riley Hillscamp, offensive line, was terrific.
Wow. That was three quick plays and right in the end zone.
27-21 Rocket.
Real important extra point here.
Yep. I just about have lost my voice. 27-21 Rockets. Unbelievably entertaining and exciting game here tonight in the MAC at Anna. Stewart tries to make his fourth straight extra point. 2 years ago here, St. Henry won in double OT, 24-17. Good snap, ball spotted, kicked by Stewart's a beauty. He belts it long and high. Boy, had he booted like that.
I'd get ready to say, on that field goal, that would have been good.
Oh, yeah, that was a 45-yard kick right there. And Anna's up 28-21. St. Henry, same end of the field, will get the ball first and 10 at the 20.
The 20.
With a chance to tie or win it with 8 points.
Yeah, whatever their choice is. Now, I know in college, after the third overtime, if you're still tied, you have to go for two. I don't know if that's the rule in high school or not.
Don't believe so. Don't think so. Hope not, anyway.
Let's just stop them here and get it over with.
Yeah, this game won't end till midnight. That's fine with me. But you know St. Henry is going to try to bowl the ball forward on the ground. I don't expect any passes from Layfeld here. 28-21, Anna. St. Henry's got Layfeld under center. Handoff on the play to Niekamp. He romps up the middle, and he spurts for 6 quick ones. His knee went down at the 14-and-a-half. Second down, about 4.5 to go for St. Henry. with Anna leading 28-21. We are in the first overtime. Again, I repeat, we played two overtimes 2 years ago right here at Booster Field. And Anna drew the short straw, 24-17. Last year, Anna won at St. Henry, 21-19. And Niekamp's numbers dialed up again. He meets resistance at the 13, stumbles forward, did not get the first down. It's going to be third and two for St. Henry. Dodds on the tackle for Anna. He subdued Niekamp at the 12. I think it'll be right back to Niekamp again.
Why wouldn't you? This is where the onus is on Anna. They got to get somebody to get a little penetration and get him in the backfield.
Exactly. You've got to make St. Henry make a cut. It doesn't want to go. Let's see if somebody for Anna can dart across the line of scrimmage. Niekamp gets it right guard. He pile drives his way to the 9. Goal to go, St. Henry. 28-21, Anna. St. Henry is 9 yards away from getting within a point. An extra point would tie it. A two-point conversion would win it. Of course, the scoreboard clock is off. It's not running. Play clock shows 18, 17, 16. St. Henry, the line of scrimmage. Goal to go from the 9 after 3 runs by Niekamp generated 11. Pitch out left side, Niekamp. Anna hits him at the 10. He pounds forward, though, to about the 8. That play was limited to only a yard and a half.
Yeah, that wasn't 70, but if he ran 70 here, he'd have to jump the fence at the end of the field.
Goal to go, St. Henry. 7.5 or 8 yard line of Anna down to her left at the north end. Anna leads by 7, 28-21. We're in the first overtime. St. Henry's got to score to draw even. Wide receiver split far right side. Under center, Layfeld gives the Niekamp between left guard and tackle. High steps the man at the 5, lurches to the 4.5. And St. Henry, Chuck, will have to negotiate the final 4.5 or 5 yards in 2 plays. Understand that Miamisburg has upset Wayne. Miamisburg has upset Wayne in GWAC action tonight.
All right, the Berg. They go to Troy next week. That's where you're going to go watch a game.
Yep. Anna trying to upset St. Henry here at Booster Field. St. Henry taking a long time to get the play in. They come to the line of scrimmage. 8-7 on the play clock. Goal to go from the 4.5. Layfield under center. Hands to Niekamp. He goes right tackle. Bounces it wide. Cracks to the goal line and gets in. Good move by Niekamp. Boy, that's instinctive. Nothing there. Right guard or tackle.
Somebody got him by the jersey. You're not going to pull him down that way.
No. That was a high tackle by Ann at about the 2 or 3. And there's no way you're going to finish off Niekamp with that kind of a move.
Now, they're going to call a timeout here, and they're going to talk about whether they're going to go for 1 or 2.
Well, the St. Henry Redskins have cut the Anna lead to 28-27. A timeout, St. Henry. The visiting team can go for 2 to win it. Of course, a failed two-point conversion, and Anna wins. A successful PAT ties it up, and we go to another OT.
Well, the way they run the football, I think that you just go ahead and roll the dice here if you're St. Henry. And you give the ball to Niekamp. If they stop him, they deserve to beat you. If they don't stop him, you just did what you do best, and that's run Niekamp.
Yeah, I look at it this way. He's averaging almost 8 yards per carry on the season. On the extra point try, a lot of good things have to happen if you're St. Henry. It's got to be a good snap, a good spot, a good placement kick, and that's just for the tie.
Right.
Niekamp nearly 8 yards per rush on the season through 4 games behind the senior-laden offensive line, which is mammoth. You're right. I'd give it to him. And if he's got to bounce it wide, he can do it with his legs.
I think this is the correct call. And if Anna makes the play, they deserve to win. If they don't, St. Henry deserves to win. I mean, it comes down to one play.
It's 28-27, Anna, St. Henry, final play, first overtime to win or lose. And is that Niekamp in the shotgun, in the Wildcat?
No. I don't know what they were getting ready to run.
And we have a timeout called by whom? Anna used
it. Anna called it after they saw what they were in. There was no way Anna was expecting that formation that St. Henry came out in. No way they were expecting that.
Was that Niekamp in the Wildcat?
No, Niekamp was on the wing. There was nobody in the backfield. I don't know if they're going to run a quarterback draw, but when the snap was made, Niekamp was not in motion, so they weren't going to pitch it to him. I'm not sure what they were getting ready to run, but now Anna knows what kind of alignment they wanted to run anyway.
And Niekamp in that formation was essentially unmarked by Anna out in the left flat?
No, they were out there, but I just don't think that they knew what play was getting ready to go.
No.
If you got him in the eye, you know what's coming.
Right. It had to be Layfeld on some kind of a rollout to the left,
that,
maybe.
That could have been, and maybe a throwback.
Yep. Niekamp could have been involved in some way, maybe.
Well, you work on this during the season. I know it's only the third week, but they've been doing it preseason, too.
No question.
You work on two-point conversions in situations like this.
Head coach Brad Luthman of St. Henry talking to the official. Here come the Redskins back on the field. And they line up to go for two again. It's Layfeld under center. I formation. Fishball. And Niekamp. Niekamp gets the nod right at the gut. He's got a big surge. He's down near the goal line. He stopped short. He didn't make it. Niekamp is wrapped up at the 1.5. He
wow.
missed it by 4 feet. Anna with a game-saving tackle. And the Rockets pull off the upset in the MAC. 28-27. Anna in a thriller. Oh, there was no creativity on that last play by St. Henry. It was Niekamp behind his I formation blocker and his offensive guards and center. And it was like Anna just threw everybody into the box. They had eight men in the middle of their defense, and they just stacked Niekamp up and dragged him to the ground. Chuck, he wasn't close. He was short.
Yeah, he probably stopped by about half a yard.
Yeah, there was no question about it. No discussion ensued. His knees landed at about the 1.5. The ball fell forward inside the 1. It looked like to me they marked it maybe even outside the 1.
That was one of the biggest wins that Anna's had in a few years, I'll tell you that. That's going to get them a lot of playoff points.
Oh, can you believe that? Wow. The Anna Rockets have turned back St. Henry in a thriller, entertaining game tonight. That's an understatement. Rockets 28, Redskins 27. As Anna atones for a 2-overtime loss here 2 years ago, 24-17. St. Henry was thoroughly outplayed in the second half, and Anna made the play offensively in the overtime and made the defensive stop on the very last play of the overtime period to nip St. Henry 28-27 in a terrific high school football game here tonight at Booster Field.
Unbelievable.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. Hope they were with us.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Hope the fans were with us all night long and didn't give up on us, because at 14-0 at halftime, it looked like Anna might get blown away. But a great rally by the Rockets, who tied it at 14. St. Henry went back on top. Midway, fourth quarter, 21-14. And then a tremendous offensive thrust down the field by Anna in the final minutes of the game, resulting in a 39-yard scamper to pay dirt by Riley Uelskamp to knot the score at 21. Thiemann and Stewart both kicked three successful extra points for their two teams. We had a 21-21 tie heading into the OT. Anna scored, Chuck, in what, four or five plays in the overtime from the 20-yard line?
Three plays.
Three plays. Yeah, you're right, three plays. Anna ran the ball beautifully in the second half and threw it just enough, got it up in the air successfully just enough to keep St. Henry honest. Anna's offensive line was stellar. You can't give the green and white offensive linemen enough credit. They were fantastic. We're going to salute them in the postgame, although I think Jeffrey Richards may be Chuck's Clancy star of the game.
Be hard. He's got to be right there, but I'll tell you what, the offensive line, Bixler was amazing in the second half.
Yeah.
Uelskamp was tough the entire game. It's hard to pick. We just might give it to the whole roster, and we'll just get on a bus and go to Clancy's.
I like it. Isaac Dodds, the center. Braden Farley, an offensive guard. Will Luthman, an offensive guard. Anthony Billing, an offensive tackle. Dylan Steinke-Ellinger, an offensive tackle. They were superb, and against a much bigger, taller, stronger defensive front. They got the job done in the second half in OT and edged out St. Henry by a point, 28-27. Hindsight's easy. I'm sure St. Henry is thinking now maybe we should have kicked for the tie. Running in Niekamp from the three would seem normally like a fairly easy proposition, but Anna knew it was coming. It was force against force. Anna knew that it was the tailback right up the gut, and it looked to me like on that play, Chuck, about five or six defensive linemen for Anna just got up underneath those offensive linemen for St. Henry.
They made penetration, which they've been struggling to do.
Yep.
And they got inside there. He got to his feet before he could get momentum going. And, yeah, it was a great defensive stand there in the overtime. And
wow.
What an incredibly great win for the Rockets.
Anna Rockets vault to 3-1 on the year. In fact, Anna's now won three in a row. St. Henry absorbs its first setback. In fact, St. Henry had not given up a touchdown. Its defense had not allowed a score all year long. Anna, though, put up 21 on St. Henry in the third and fourth quarters and added seven more in the OT.
Yeah, but I mean, that's four touchdowns, and that they might not get, well, they will because they've got Coldwater teams. But that was a great win for the Rockets. It's going to really propel them along in their season, and St. Henry's got to regroup. The coaching staff knew that they had not played anybody that didn't have issues. Tonight they played a team that had issues in the first half. But in the second half, my goodness, looking at the stats, you know, a lot of times they don't mean much. 186-38, St. Henry advantage in the first half in total yards. For the game, 309 total yards for St. Henry, 298 for the Rockets. They had 260 yards in the second half compared to 113. Unbelievable. And the two turnovers by the Redskins, let's just face it, that's what killed them tonight.
And a coaching staff led by the head man, Nick Marino, splendid job. I don't know what his message was at the halftime break, Chuck, but he needs to bottle it up and use it every Friday night.
No doubt.
Because it worked. The prescription that he ordered did the job in the second half. Boy, it created turnovers. Anna took the ball away twice. St. Henry put it on the ground. And the Rockets' fast break offense wasn't stopped by St. Henry the entire second half. Anna simply moved it at will and kept St. Henry on its back feet.
Yeah, they did what they had to do. I mean, I didn't think there was any way they could run the football after watching the first half. And they ran and ran and ran in the second half for 190 yards.
Wow. Again, credit head coach Nick Marino and his staff. Fine job. Bart Bixler guiding this offense, a never-give-up offense tonight. And Anna comes out on top by a final count of 28-27, avenging a loss here 2 years ago, 24-17 to St. Henry in double OT. Anna won last year at St. Henry, 21-19. So Anna's won two in a row over St. Henry by a grand total of 3 points.
Well, and Bixler threw the ball in the second half. He completed four passes for 56 yards. Is that my right there? 20, 40, 70 yards. Four passes for 70 yards to go along with the rushing that the Rockets had tonight. Those are some happy, I guarantee you those are happy kids. Those are really happy coaches because they just know they just pulled one out of their hat. And I said hat.
Our Clancy stars of the game, Chuck, I don't know if we can whittle it down.
The offensive line, my goodness, I would take them out and buy them food.
There you go.
But Bart Bixler, Jeffrey Richards, and Riley Huelskamp, those three were the offense tonight, and they were outstanding. Those are the three Clancy's players of the game.
And I just highlighted the offensive line just a moment ago. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, what a game. Words really don't describe it. Hope you heard it all. Anna pulls it out of the fire in overtime over St. Henry, 28-27. Two very good Midwest Athletic Conference football teams, Chuck, neither one of which may finish in the top three in the MAC this
year.
Well,
there's a good chance neither one will finish in the top three. But two really good football teams are going to win a lot of games. And no one's going to go into the game against either one of these two teams thinking it's going to be a walkover, because it's not.
Exactly. Well said. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Anna, or I should say north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, in 2 weeks, it's Pickwa at Sydney. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock, webcast time online on Scores Broadcast at 6:35 p.m., 2 weeks from tonight. For Ron Mooney, our chief engineer, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Anna's Booster Field. Again, the final score in overtime, Anna 28, St. Henry 27.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.